morning. I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Tonight, Team USA will take on Belgium in the World Cup round of 16 at 8 o'clock. Yesterday, the Stars and Stripes received good news involving striker Fuller and Balogun. FIFA suspended the red card he received in the team's last match, making him eligible to play tonight. On the diamond, the Reds beat the Orioles 3-2, while the Guardians lost to the White Sox 7-6. Both teams had players named to the MLB All-Star team over the weekend. Chase Burns and Sal Stewart will represent Cincinnati for the National League, while Cleveland's Travis Bazana, Parker Messick, and Cade Smith were selected to the American League roster. This update is sponsored by Ramos Roofing. Request your free roof or exterior assessment today at RamosRoofingOhio.com. Ramos Roofing, reliable, local, built right. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
We're the five best rappers of all time.
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Monday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He's Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis, how was your extended weekend?
It was good. You know, I miss doing this. You know, I went up to... My in-laws came in from Tennessee, so we went up to Worcester, and we always do our 4th of July up there.
Okay.
You know, got to hang out with them. It was a really good time.
All right. Yeah. Was there any fireworks getting shot off?
I could care less.
In Worcester?
I did. You know what? This year, it was. It was fireworks going off, but this year, I didn't see one firework. When I tell you, I went to sleep early. Well, it's probably because of this job, but
yeah.
I went to sleep so early I couldn't care less. But on what was that? What was July 4th? Saturday?
Saturday,
it was a fight. A big boxing match. Boxing match.
Boxing match.
And it came, the guy who I wanted to see, Abdullah Mason, didn't fight. He was the main card.
Okay.
So you know when you're doing boxing matches and you look at the main card, these sometimes, you talking midnight, 1 o'clock, something like that. But it was rumored that he was going to go at 10:45.
Mm.
So I said, I might could do it.
Oh.
I might can do it. I got to the fight right before his with Shushu.
Who?
Shushu. Bruce Carrington is his name. They call him Shushu.
Why are you saying names that nobody, we don't know these people?
I got to that fight. It went 12 rounds. I saw the end of it. It went to commercial, and that's all I remember.
Mm, that's too
bad. It was a shame. I missed it. I stayed up that long and missed it.
What was this on? If there's commercials.
I think it was on TNT or True TV.
Oh, okay.
True TV. It was the Zone and TNT partner, so it didn't have to be on pay-per-view. It was on actually
regular
cable.
Saturday night, July 4th, instead of like hanging out with the family and watching fireworks and being part of all that.
I want to hang out with those peasants.
You were watching a boxing match between, who was it?
Abdullah Mason versus Albert Bell.
Albert Bell?
Not that Albert Bell.
Albert Bell? Oh, yes. I would pay to watch that. Who was he fighting? Children? I think he had a problem with that where he had he tried to run somebody over with his car. I feel like he tried to run over children with his car.
I was going to say, was he fighting that second baseman or shortstop? Or was the second baseman he ran over that tried to tag him in between first and second?
You mean Albert Joey Bell? I don't know what he's doing now, but I would in his prime.
Probably beating people up.
Where was his fight?
In Cleveland.
There you go. Albert Bell. It's actual Albert Bell versus Abdullah the Butcher. Yes, Albert Bell and Abdullah the Butcher were fighting, and I would have watched every second of that. That would have been great. Former pro wrestler, Abdullah the Butcher. Yes.
Anyways.
Could've made that happen.
I'm mad because my whole mindset was to watch this fight, and I didn't make it.
Now I'm just thinking of Albert Bell. Did you ever see Albert Bell back in the day
And the highlight
was Jack.
Well, of course he was super jacked.
So you know, obviously,
I think he may have had a little extra. I talked on getting jacked.
I talked to allegedly.
I don't know.
Allegedly. Stop it.
I don't know. Mark McGwire here.
No,
that's steroids.
People, how you mad at Mark because he went to the weight room and lifted? Like,
oh, that's it. That's
how we mad at that's all somebody mad. Putting in the dedication and hard work. To
I really
be
am not. I'm
grand.
More mad at like the journalists and everyone around baseball at the time who was like, "We didn't see it coming." It's like you didn't see the giant piles of syringes that were laying all over every Major League Baseball. You didn't see that?
You didn't see Barry Bonds' head go to a size 8.
Yeah. We all saw it. We were like, wow, these guys got huge overnight.
Why are we listening
to
Jose Canseco anyway?
Well, fair
he
enough.
Was saying anything because he got caught.
Well, that's what
it's
exactly,
just like Luis Ortiz. Like, Class A is free.
I'm sorry. What was that? What's the phrase? Why do 10 when you can keep it to yourself? No, that's not what the phrase is. Phrase is tell on a friend. That's what he did.
I don't like
told on a friend.
I don't respect it because you got caught. So if you got caught, how you gonna bring me down? Because you got caught.
Because he doesn't
that's
want
like,
to
if
do
you
10.
And I, if you and I go do a robbery and you get caught, you can't say first, my name.
Stop talking about our plans that may or may not happen Thursday. Don't bring that up. That's we're never gonna get away with it. No. I now I'm focused on Albert Bell, and the thought that came to me was, have you ever seen the play where they threw a pitch and it hit him?
And he didn't want to go to first base.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite highlights of all time, in part because Major League Baseball had this goofy ass idea to do uniforms of the future, because I'm pretty sure it was a Mets pitcher that he's going against. If I'm not mistaken, it's whatever I forget the whole matchups and everything else, but you can't
no,
really.
It was the Angels.
Was he with the Angels or was it? Was he?
No, he wasn't with the Guardians.
Oh,
he was with the Orioles.
Oh, it was Angels and Orioles. Okay, yeah. I thought it was the Mets. But the reason I have trouble remembering that is because look at their uniforms. They have like cut off sleeves.
Sure do.
They have uniforms that look nothing like their actual logoed uniforms because they were doing something that was like, what will baseball look like in the future?
They
did a whole stupid thing, and that's
like
the
Orioles look like the Oakland Raiders.
It's the goofiest looking uniforms you've ever seen. And then yes, he gets hit by a pitch, and he just looks back at the umpire and is like, "No, I'm good."
Yeah,
shakes off the umpire. The umpire's like, "Take your base," and he's like, "Nope, I'll stay right here, please. I'd like to continue my bat."
And then gets mad and start cussing the umpire.
Yes, he gets mad. It's yeah. So seeing Albert Bell / Joey Bell in a fight would have been hilarious. Would have loved that.
So obviously, you know, when I talked to like Jason Lloyd and Zach Jackson and all of them, like they was around like.
Oh, when he was there.
When he was playing in Cleveland.
And
they say, like Jay Crawford said, he was like one of the scariest people ever.
Oh, I've heard.
Reporters were scared to even talk to him.
Yeah.
So like now he's like doing interviews nowadays and it's like crazy to see him in this light where he's like kind of friendly.
Right. Now, as opposed to back then where it's like you weren't sure if he was going to take a baseball bat to your car afterwards if you didn't like your question.
That's pretty much where they was at
with
it.
Right. So that's, I would have paid to see that fight over the weekend. Or our weekend. Dylan, what'd you do over the weekend? You had a 4th of July.
I watched fireworks. I'm a fireworks hater as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Anti-fireworks.
Yes. I'm not anti-fireworks. Anything that happens late, like I don't stay up no more.
Yeah, well, and they have to go at 10 o'clock because we're at the time of year where, like, it doesn't get dark.
That's
until,
why I don't see it.
Yeah, that's fair. So why don't you like fireworks, Dylan? Just out of curiosity, is it like a pet thing? I know a lot of pet owners don't like fireworks because
I don't have any pets. My issue with it is there was a time, which I feel like it's gotten better, but we don't need to see videos of your fireworks on social media.
I agree with that
100%. We've all seen fireworks before.
I endorse that statement.
100%. Your fireworks are not special or unique. I don't want to be tapping through my Instagram stories or Snap stories or whatever and just firework after firework. And then the fireworks caught astray because of the dumb people. So now I'm just over fireworks.
I can kind of see that. I mean, I do have a friend, my buddy Sam, who's like an actual photographer. He posted some photos the other day from the fireworks, but it was like long exposure and he was moving the lens around and like it looked artistic. It was like you took something normal and made it artistic. I like that, but just
no,
here's what a firework looks like. It's we know.
Not on your phone.
Ever since JPP lost his digits, I'm cool. I ain't really
you know what
the same feeling about fireworks.
So we have a family friend who has for years shot off fireworks, both in neighborhoods and now he lives out in the country where he has more room, thankfully. And we've gone to his house and we've had good cookouts and all that stuff. And then firework time happens. It's way far away from the house. Obviously, it could still be dangerous, but he takes a lot of precautions to secure everything. But this year...
Fell over.
Well, no. This year, they were going out of town. So he was like, hey, just FYI, we're not going to be doing the get-together, all that stuff, which is totally fine. He doesn't have to do this. But it was something where I did realize I didn't have quite the anxiety. Because I like it. I mean, I do like being... It's like a rock concert where, like, the closer you can get, it's awesome. But, like... at least the rock concerts I go to, I know someone could crowd surf on my neck and then I'm in the hospital. So like, I got to be aware of that. Same thing with the fireworks. Obviously you got to take precautions around that and it can still be dangerous. So
you ever do something as a kid and lie to your parents about it?
Oh yeah.
But like when you older, you ever explain like what the truth happened, what really happened was?
Yeah. I mean, I've done that multiple times.
I've did that with me. So me and my brother thought it would be cool to like, take like a, I can't remember what the firework was, but it was one of the ones that you lighted and it just boom. Right. It didn't shoot up. It was just like boom, basically like a dynamite.
Okay.
Like a little bitty dynamite.
Yeah. Like a cherry bomb or something. Something small like that.
Yeah. So this was the game that my brother and I decided to play.
Okay.
And this is stupid.
Of course. Go ahead.
I was like 12.
Yeah.
So we would light the firework, throw it in the toilet and flush it.
Oh God.
Before it blows.
Why? Oh my God. I want to yell at you now.
As a parent with plumbing.
So this is what happened.
I want to yell at you. You would mess up our plumbing just for some stupid idea.
So this is
what are you thinking?
This is what happened. We did it and it was successful. Like, you know, you get away with it for like 4 or 5 times.
What do you mean successful? Did it like, kaboom down in the pipes?
It was gone. It was already flushed. It was gone. So if it did, we didn't hear it. We didn't see it. Right? So
it's like Mario. They sent it to a different dimension. That's right. The pipes.
No. But why not just flush it? Why light it?
I don't know. That was the game.
But this is
something stupid that my brother did.
You didn't want it to explode, right?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know what the thought of the game was, Tebow.
But
the last time we did it, it didn't make it. And it exploded right there in the commode. And the commode, like, shattered at the bottom. And water was everywhere. So the lie we told was that we was trying to clean the toilet and we jammed the thing too hard and it broke the commode.
Come on. Did your parents buy that?
I don't know if my mother like truly believed it, but she was just like, you know what?
Whatever.
I'm not even gonna fight.
She's like, we have a plumbing emergency to deal with, so I don't have time to beat your ass over this. So yeah, I guess. God.
Yeah, not proud of it.
No, I wouldn't be if I were you. But that's blowing up a toilet. I mean, trust me, I've blown up some toilets in my day. I mean, I've done that. I'm an expert on it, but like, not that way. That's not the way you want to do it. The U.S. got some help in their fight against the waffle makers today. Big game for U.S. soccer, and they get some help. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Monday. No crashes across your central Ohio roadways right now. Seeing busy traffic on 161 up in New Albany, but again, crash free right now. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's Gaudi gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a partly cloudy sky overall for the day. There'll be times it's a little bit cloudier, other times a little sunnier. Scattered shower or storm is out there as well, mostly during the afternoon and evening. Highs in the mid-80s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, another slight chance of a shower or storm with highs again in the mid-80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Justin Gertz.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan. Both of these men played sports in high school.
Only one of them was good at it.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
How'd you like doing the one chair yesterday or last week, Tyvus? Was that fun? You and
it was
Joshua Perry.
I tell you what, Josh, it was unbelievable as a two chair. Like, obviously,
he's great.
Him and I together, it was just like really holding a conversation. And the hardest part of it all was because him and I speak so much off air.
Yes.
Like, naturally, like, we just talk how we talk. So when we're on air, like, you get that feeling like you feel like you off air, but you can't
with say one major exception.
You can't say certain things. So the amount of times that him and I
that will get you in trouble.
The time him and I had to catch ourselves from slipping up because I'm just so used to talking to Josh. Like, yeah. It is what it is. And yeah, so we had to catch, that was the hardest part
What conversation was it that you found? Was there a conversation where you were like, oh, we're in trouble here. I got to be careful.
No. It's any time that we deviated from the sheet. So any time that we talked about like our personal lives and what's going on, like that to me is the one where you're the most relaxed because
you're just talking.
Exactly. That's the one that feels like,
trust me,
us off air.
Which there are some people in this radio business that, and TV people sometimes too, where they're like, oh, if I can't say this word on the air, that I don't say it off the air because I just don't want it. Like, you can't say the F word right on the radio. So they don't say the F word period in their life. I got to tell you.
What's that recruit that we got?
I am not in that camp. I'm telling you right now, that F word is used outside of here.
What is that that recruit?
Oh,
that
I'm not have? Even, I don't have his name up and I'm not even going to try to F around with it to
I
find
think it's
out.
Fakatuau.
What was it again?
Fakatuau.
Sure enough, good for him.
You
rooting for him. My guy.
You are tripping. Don't say it. Don't.
First name Gaylord. Is that right? Is that his name?
Bona, someone who was also raised in a house where our parents truly feared the Lord, maybe more than the average person.
My parents and your parents. Yes, exactly right.
Do you have like a work vocabulary, a home vocabulary, and then when you're around your parents' vocabulary, or have you stopped caring about their feelings?
In short, no, I do not. Around my parents? I mean, I don't go out. I don't walk in and say,
oh my God.
I don't say, like, how the F are you doing? Like, when I walk in.
If I'm telling a story.
T-Bone, I am 32 years old. To this day, my mother has never heard me curse.
Really?
I would never make that mistake.
When you say curse.
Listen, you know how, like, when you around your friend, you just let it rip.
Sure.
I've always had the censor. And it's not just my mother. It's around adults. Like my in-laws, my parents, my grandparents. Anytime I'm around them, I do not slip up at all. It's like a whole different vocabulary for me. It was how you was as a kid. Like, you could just cut it off. But when you around your friends, you're like a sailor. That's me.
I do have news for you in that your friends are adults. So just want to point out that you are an adult now. So I'm saying when you say you're around adults,
you know what I mean?
You're around adults all the time.
You know what I mean?
I guess so.
The older ones.
I remember
my grandparents. If you 50 and above,
that's an adult to you? That's the adults? That's stupid. I remember seeing, I saw a couple comedians who were doing like, they roast each other. Some of these comedy clubs, they'll bring two comics up and they just stand back and forth and tell jokes about each other. Yeah. I saw one guy who was talking about how he's into, I'm using the term delicately here, MILFs.
Oh.
And then the other comic who was a woman, she just looked at him and was like, cause this guy was like clearly in his late 40s, early 50s. She was just like, isn't that just women your age? Isn't that what that is? It's like, yeah, that is. Right. I mean, at some point, you watch those, you know, if you do, and you're like, that girl's actually younger than she's younger than me. Like, you get to a point where there's another category with the G on the front that's GILF, because that's grandma's over there.
Is that a thing?
I think it is.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure. Tyvus, everything's a thing. Are you kidding? Go look up any site like that. There's stuff for...
I don't know. Don't do it on this. I'm not going to do it on this computer.
No, don't do it now. Then you'll have Fish in his office. Then that'll be him. So you know.
But what if it was for research purposes?
Okay. Go ahead. I'm not standing your way. Go right ahead. Go ahead. Talk to the IT guys about it. Go right ahead.
What's your login information?
Here, let me give I learned this one in New York. It's go yourself. That's the password I use right there.
I don't remember what we were talking about, but we were talking about strip clubs, and I tried to find the closest one. Work computer won't let me do it.
No. Nope. There's certain
real ironclad.
Yeah, there's certain things.
I can't even look up the address of the closest strip club. They're like, nope.
I thought we lived in America. 4th of July. I can't even look up a strip club.
What is this? High school?
Yeah. Come on. How dare you? That's un-American. Speaking of un-American, I don't know if this is American or not, but what happened yesterday in the world of soccer. So the U.S. is playing tonight, Belgium, 8 p.m. It's a massive game. It's a round of 16 game. The winner of that obviously goes to the quarterfinals. 8 teams left in the World Cup. If you win this game, it will be as far as the U.S. has pretty much ever advanced since like the 30s or the 50s, I want to say.
Is Belgium good?
Belgium is one of those countries, Tyvus, where they are tiny. They do not have the population that the U.S. has. But they are one of those countries that's just like all their kids. That's what they grow up playing. That's what they want to play. They are what would be called a soccer nation. Okay. And
we the underdogs tonight.
I don't actually know.
I'm looking at it. The U.S. is plus 135.
Okay. What is Belgium?
Minus two something.
Yeah, minus. Okay. Because I didn't know if they had it. Because sometimes they have the odds where it's like, when they have three of them, it's like all the odds can be plus.
Oh, no. But it says Belgium is plus 160.
That's what I'm telling you. So, like,
I forgot. I was doing regular gambling math, not soccer gambling math, you have doesn't apply. Yeah.
And it might be the betting of if will it be tied after 90 or will someone win it in regulation. Then they have another one that's, if you're looking to bet it, there's that line, and then there's the one that says to advance, which just means however they do it, in 90 minutes, after 120 minutes, penalty kicks, whatever the case, and then that one would probably tell you who the actual favorite is. But
so the United States is the favorite,
probably, because they got the lowest odds.
So Belgium, well, okay, we'll get to that in a second. I can give you my big preview of Kevin De Bruyne's career in a moment. But the big thing that happened over the weekend was Florin Balogun got suspended from the last game, Bosnia game. He stepped on a guy's foot. It was not malicious. I would equate it to like, in soccer, if you've ever watched where two guys go up to head the ball, and instead of getting the ball, maybe one of them does, but they both smash each other's heads, and then someone gets up with like they're bleeding, you know, because they busted their head open. They don't usually give the other guy who did that in that situation a red card because it was a violent play. They were both going for the ball, and it wasn't intent. It was just, now if that guy goes up with his elbow, then they might give you a red card, right? That's what usually gets a red card, is if you're trying to do something violent. In this case, it's the same thing. Florin Balogun stepped on a guy's ankle. It did not look good in the moment, but it wasn't something that he wasn't even looking at the guy. He didn't even see his foot. It was just an accident. And usually they might give you a yellow card for that. They rarely give you a red card.
Mm-hmm.
Well, came out though that he's going to be suspended. When you get a red card, you're suspended for the next game.
Yeah.
He's been the best scorer for the U.S. in this tournament. He scored basically not all their goals, but most of them. And he's a truly dynamic player. He's going to go get a big transfer fee this summer. Someone's going to get him from Monaco where he plays, and he'll go play somewhere else in Europe, I'm quite sure. But he wasn't going to be available for this game until apparently the U.S. government got involved and called up FIFA. President of the United States apparently called up FIFA and said, you need to look at this again. Can you rescind this red card? FIFA had initially said, there's no process for you to appeal this. He has the red card. He will be suspended. End of story. Then over the weekend, that changed. And yesterday, the news came down. He is going to be available. FIFA came up. They looked at some rule they had. I forget which one it was. Doesn't matter. That said, oh, actually, we can suspend his suspension for up to a year. So now he's on basically probation for a year, where if he does it again, he'll get the suspension and then some other, who knows. But the point is, he can play tonight against Belgium, which is a huge deal for the U.S.
Okay, I got a couple of things. One, when this guy, he stepped on his ankle, he got up and finished the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it no limps or nothing?
I mean, go look at the still photo of it. I mean, his ankle is
I'm watching it. You can see it.
It's bad.
Oh, for sure it is.
But you can tell an accident. He's not, like, it's not one of those things where he dove at a guy's ankle and was trying to, like, hit him hard and then just happened to get his leg. Like, It was just an unfortunate step.
So it should have been a yellow card.
At worst.
Okay.
They sometimes don't even, I mean, in the moment, Tyvus, they didn't even blow the whistle. Like, what happened was the replay people flagged it and said, you need to look at this. Because when you break it down in super slow-mo, obviously it looks bad. Mm-hmm. But he didn't even call a foul. So, anyway, regardless of that, both things can be true. That should have never been a red card. I do kind of feel like it's not good when the leader of a country gets involved with, like, the rules of a sport.
I agree.
Like, imagine if the Giants got someone suspended, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, Trump is from New York. I don't know if he's a Giants fan.
Say he got Jackson Dart suspended.
Yeah, I'd say he got suspended for doing something in a game, and then he calls up Roger Goodell.
He would do this because Jackson
Dart. Oh, Jackson Dart's his boy. Always,
yeah.
Oh, they love each other. he can't stop talking about the physicality. Look at him. He's interested in Jackson Dart. In probably only footballing terms, I'm quite sure. Do with that term, footballing, what you will. But I'm just saying, like, that's a if he called up Roger Goodell and was like, you got to unsuspend this guy for Monday Night Football. I want to watch him play. And then Roger Goodell was like, okay, done.
He should tell him go fly a kite.
Anybody should. Gianni Infantino, the guy who runs FIFA, should also have said that.
Should have told him go touch grass. That's what I would have told him.
However, me, being a U.S. soccer fan,
this is great.
I'm glad to take the benefits of what we're getting here. FIFA corruption comes to America. Yeah! Jackets got some good news last week, then some bad news over the weekend. We'll tell you about it next. 2 minutes away. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Monday. No crashes right now on your Central Ohio roadways, but busy traffic on 161 up in New Albany. Everything else moving along just fine. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan.com.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvus will put anything in his mouth on a dare. All right, almost anything. No, I stand by my previous statement. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
I had not watched the cinematic triumph that is the movie Independence Day mm-hmm. in quite some time. But over the weekend, it's a holiday movie we don't talk enough about, right? Everybody has their whatever Christmas movie you like to watch.
That movie came out like 96?
Was it 96, really? When did Enemy of the State come out? Because that was like, I mean, Will Smith was in his bag with a lot of those movies, but
98.
Okay, Enemy of the State was after. I would have thought it was before.
That's around the time like Men in Black came out too.
Oh God, yes, right. All of this stuff was happening. He went on. Oh my God,
Men in Black 97.
Hey, you know what?
96,
early,
97,
early contender for the list. We could do like top Will Smith movies of all time. We could do that this week. Just throwing it out there.
Are we done being mad at him as a society? Were you guys ever mad at him, really?
Regardless of like him.
Talking about because he's slapping Chris Rock?
No. I mean,
no.
You weren't mad at him for slapping Chris Rock?
No.
I was. I think it's kind of poor form. Take some jokes.
I agree.
Stop being so serious.
I agree, but
also talk to Jada Pinkett a little bit about like what the hell's going on with her and every other like all these she just whimsical about all these other people. And it's
I wasn't
just like,
mad at him. I wasn't mad at him. I was more so mad at Chris Rock.
Why?
Because he's making
jokes.
I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about the after part.
Oh, where Chris Rock didn't do anything?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Chris Rock is like 5'7", 140 pounds. What's he supposed to do?
This is the same thing that happened with, you remember C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the safety for the Saints?
Yes.
Hit that receiver for the Bears, like snatched his mouthpiece and punched him in his helmet and then looked at him and then punched him in his helmet again.
Yeah.
I was mad at C.J. Like, bro, what are you doing?
He's punching his helmet.
Just punch you and you just go just stand there?
Yeah, well, he's trying to get a flag.
The flag was already going.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, you try not to get one yourself.
I'm a grown man at some point. Like, what are we doing here? It's like this when IGB got spit in the face. Like, what are we doing?
What he's doing is staying in the game.
What are we? Like, we all can't live by the Jesus rule. We just
not about, no. That's not about me.
That's what they do.
I'll tell you right now, Tyvus. It's not about
the cheat.
No, here's the thing. If I go to court to sue you because you cause injury to me, if I throw a punch back, that doesn't help me. See, but if I get punched, like in that Will Smith thing, I know Chris Rock, after it initially happened, was like, I have money, but I don't know if I have Will Smith money. I need to maybe just think about.
Did he sue him?
He should have.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
That's what I would have fought it out there.
Nah. Slapped on national TV live.
Yeah, but who looked bad there? Not him.
Yes, he did.
No, Will Smith looked bad.
I think a lot.
Will Smith looked bad.
He looks soft.
I guess. That's fine. I look soft every day. I don't care. I'm trying not to go to jail or get in trouble or any of that stuff.
Go to jail?
Yeah, if you would like assault Will Smith.
He assaulted him. So if Will Smith slapped him and everybody saw that and Chris Rock proceeded to beat the heck out of him.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody would say, I don't think Chris Rock's going to jail.
If Chris Rock is standing, sitting over, I don't think this would happen either, but if he'd gotten over top of Will Smith and was just like, bam, bam, and then you see stuff splattering and he's like, God, they're like, get him off of him. And he still just keeps going. Like at some point,
everybody go
to jail for that.
See, this is what the problem is.
You can't let it happen.
No,
gotta control yourself.
Listen, he started it.
Yeah, that's right.
He assaulted Chris Rock.
I agree with you. I'm just saying. We live in a society where we don't settle it with our hands.
Self defense.
The self defense was, it's on camera for millions of people to see. Will Smith, anyway. Will Smith is a weirdo and also a loser, in my opinion, when it comes to stuff like that. However, he was on a generational run back in the 90s. And that Independence Day.
Golf Central said all of those movies in bags and Jada still couldn't get over Tupac.
That's what I'm trying to say. She just... She waxes poetic about all these other dudes. She's got him in the sea chair just sitting there and she's like having fantasies about all this stuff. And he's supposed to just be there. She goes on podcasts left and right. He's like, I tell you what, I think about him all. It's like, what was the movie where Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze where she's doing the pottery and he's dead?
Dirty Dancing?
No.
Ghost?
Ghost. Yeah, Ghost. At least he died. I'm just saying, some of these people she talks about are still alive. And it's like, why are you talking about this?
They different.
Obviously Tupac was gone, but some of the other people she talks about are not gone. I'm just saying, weird.
Right after all, that's when she went on the podcast and was like, yeah, I slept with my son's friend.
Yes! What are we talking about? It's just all kinds of problems. That's so bizarre.
Yeah. They different. They just...
Yeah, but have a discussion with this person that you're with. Go to counseling, whatever you have to do.
She had an entanglement.
Don't go slap Chris Rock out of nowhere.
Was that before or after the entanglement?
I feel like there's been a lot of entanglements. I feel like I'm not sure which one we're talking about.
I like how that was the universal excuse. Once all that came out with Jada Pinkett Smith, we're like, oh, okay, he just had some bottled up anger and Chris Rock gone astray.
Yeah, that's fine. Is it? I don't know. I think that's not good. Also not good is this. So I saw Leo Carlson offer sheet implications for the Jackets here. So Leo Carlson is a stud. He was obviously taken second in the draft where it was Connor Bedard 1, Leo Carlson 2 to Anaheim. Shocked a lot of people. Yep. They thought Fantilli was the clear number 2 pick.
Yep.
Of course, the Jackets had the third pick. Ended up with Adam Fantilli, who of course has been pretty good. So Leo Carlson, meanwhile, he got an offer sheet as a restricted free agent from Philly for $18 million.
5 years, $90 million.
Yeah. So, good money if you can get it. Don't begrudge anybody getting that money, of course. But what that means is now Anaheim has to either pay him $18 million or let him accept that offer from Philly. If they do, Philly sends back, I think it's 4 first-round picks as compensation. But you lose this generational player, what Leo Carlson is turning out to be. Now, really good player, obviously.
Last year, didn't he?
Sure did. But here's the thing. People are already doing the math on if that's what he got, what is Connor Bedard going to get?
Ooh.
What is Macklin Celebrini going to get with the Sharks? What is Adam Fantilli going to get? So that has to mean quickly the Jackets are running to his... I mean, I'm sure they already have been talking to his agent, but they're like, what does it take to lock him up long term?
Has Fantilli's progress, production, I should say, been as good as Leo Carlson's last season?
Last year, no. But
Fantilli was probably ahead of him before last season.
Okay.
Then last season occurred.
Yeah, right.
That's why I said he went on a run.
But I don't think that means Adam Fantilli's in this other tier and like Leo Carlson's this far above tier. I think it's just different. Like those guys had different years, and then this year it could be flipped. It could be Fantilli could go up and have a big year, and Carlson may come back to earth a little bit. You don't know.
So you say this is a restricted offer sheet.
Yes.
So that means if he's getting this now, why isn't Mo getting this now?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer on that. I just know that that is something that Philly offered, and that has to happen. It may have to do with like what age they were at. NHL has different rules that I could be wrong on that. I'll look it up. You know what? We got to go to break. I'll find out why when we come back. And I saw something on TV that made me question everything. Details next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. A couple issues we're watching right now. State Route 104, the right lane blocked off in those eastbound lanes of 104 right near 33. And then off of 62 eastbound, we are tracking a crash up in New Albany. Expect some lane closures right near South County Line Road. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan.
Join Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. One of these guys still believes he can play in the NFL. It's T-Bone. He says it's because of his low center of gravity. He's dumb. This is Bone and Tyvus.
Saw that some other bad news for the Jackets. Isaac Lundestrom reportedly training back in Sweden. Injured his Achilles in some way, it is believed, according to reports. He apparently told the local media there, newspaper called Luleå, or newspaper in Luleå, Sweden, said, during a training session, I felt a sharp pain in my right foot. Shortly afterwards, it became clear that my Achilles tendon had ruptured. Oh, no. I immediately understood what happened. So, yikes. Not that he was going to be a huge player for the Jackets, but obviously someone that they relied on last year. So Isaac Lundestrom dealing with that, that's not great. 26-year-old, going to be out for a while, it sounds like, if those reports are true. Tyvus is back in here. Saul, your favorite eating competition, Nathan's hot dog eating competition.
I'm depressed about that,
man. Why are you depressed about it?
I missed it, man.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
I missed it. You know what the sick part is? I'm in the car driving. My wife's driving. And we had to run to Walmart for something. I forget what it was even was, but we had to go to Walmart. Yeah. And as soon as I sat down in the car, it hit me. Oh, my goodness. The hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
I went to go look for it. Yeah, just finished. Just posted that he did 66.
Yeah.
And I'm just like.
Didn't hit the record, but still won it. Joey Chestnut.
I live for that.
Live for the eating competitions?
I do, because I like to see how much he wins by, and if anybody just Earl Boykins over to the side.
Did you see the.
One, I like the Earl Boykins reference. That's great. That's a really good reference by you, and I'm a fan. Good job.
Do you normally watch the prequel to the hot dog eating contest? The lemonade chugging contest.
Yeah, I saw.
I get in that one every year and say, I can take him down.
You can.
I'll take him. I'll dethrone him.
Eric. Stop.
Badlands Booker. He's like
20.42 seconds, Tyvus. You're beating that?
19.
Oh, come on. Right? No chance. Badlands Booker. I mean, I've seen that guy because, like, he's one of those dudes where it's like, were it not for Joey Chestnut, more people would know who that guy is. But he's like won a bunch of eating competitions in his own right. I don't think he wins the Nathan's contest.
Well, him and Joey, like, look totally different.
Well, see, it takes all kinds.
Which makes no sense because Joey is like he's kind of a decently put together guy.
Yeah.
This other guy.
Oh no, they're like a negative photo of you and me, basically. It's just like Joey's the in shape one, and I'm the Badlands. Me and Badlands got a lot to talk about.
By the way, Joey is coming to Huntington Park next month.
Yeah, is he throwing out the first pitch?
I don't know, but he's making an appearance at a Clippers game.
Throwing up all those hot dogs. Which one is it? I'm not sure which one it is.
I wonder, like, after he does that, like, Does it like, is, do he like got to go poop?
Well, you're yeah, I mean, what do you think? It does. It doesn't come out the top.
What I'm saying, like,
has to come out
is
somewhere.
It instant? Like, is
no,
it?
No, it's not. It's your body still has a process it has to go through. It has to break it all down. I mean,
but by the time you're done eating your 70th hot dog, have you digested the first one?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the answer on that. Like, I do understand the logic where people say, "How could you like do all that food?" Because I mean, Tyvus, I'm shocked that you enjoy these competitions because. When I have said I've eaten like five Arby's roast beefs, you act like that's an impossible feat. But Joey Chestnut eats 65, 66 hot dogs. And you're like, yeah, that's great. I would watch that again. I'm sad I missed it. I don't understand.
Is that one's because like I understand hot dogs, roast beef sandwiches. I love roast beef, but like I'm not about to sit there.
I love hot dogs. Tyvus, I'm telling you, there's no way I could eat 30 hot dogs.
I said,
alone 60. Or 70, like easy. What? I can't eat 10. 10 would be pushing it. Like 10.
You think you could do 10 in 10 minutes?
10 hot dogs in 10 minutes, Tyvus.
Who, me?
Not you.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
Dylan,
you give me, like, if I'm at the ball game and it's Dime a Dog Night, I could probably get, like, 10 hot dogs down over the course of the game. I'm not eating 10 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
I was going to say, if
what
you're...
Ain't they, like, small? Like Skyline
not the ones
chili.
They're doing. Not the ones they're doing. They're doing like the Nathan's hot dogs. They're the full size ones.
I thought he was into like impossible meat.
Well, I think he had to drop that so he can get back in the.
What do you mean he had to. They was paying him money.
That's why he wasn't in the hot dog eating contest.
He left millions of dollars on the table. Well, apparently he gets.
Tyvus, it's worth it to him. I'm not the one making his decisions.
Must pay him some bread.
Well, I don't. I think the one that made me question. Sanity, because I watched the video of the lemonade chugging contest, and like Badlands Booker drank it all in, like you said, 20 seconds, which is shocking, right? I don't know how he does that. But then I saw pretty much everybody else on that stage just vomiting up lemonade. And I thought, that may be tougher than the hot dog eating contest. As far as judging by how the other participants handled the substance, like, I don't think I could do either of those things, but I would have thought before watching that, drinking a gallon of lemonade would be way easier than eating 60 some hot dogs.
Well, Tyvus says he could break the world record, so I think we should test that.
19 seconds.
You want to try that?
I got to get him in 19.
Do you want to? I mean, we can't get Jeremiah Smith one on one with you because that's another claim you've made is that you could lock him down for a play.
Give me some Milo's.
We can make that happen.
Give me some Milo's.
We can absolutely find a way to do that.
It's going down.
All right. Well, I will do this. I will talk to Fish. I will talk to the digital team. Because here's what I don't need. Because after what I saw with all the vomiting of the lemonade, as much as you think you can keep it down, and I'd love to believe. Look, I've not seen you have an athletic feat that you couldn't at least come close to attempting. Didn't get to 4.46. But still, got 4.8. It's pretty good. I'll give you that.
He did get to 4.46. Just Google his 40 times.
Yeah, not in recent times. But that all notwithstanding. In case you can't keep the lemonade down, we can't do it here in the studio because they will kill us. Common Man will come in here
say,
and murder
Matty
us.
Ice
dead.
And Common Man would. Oh, they among, would go on a work strike.
Everyone would. If you vomited lemonade all over this place,
I think everybody else would be fine after the cleaning. But those two.
Oh no! You have to burn the studio down.
The people he going against—it's not even close.
No, it's not even close. And they're trying their hardest, and they're vomiting left and right. And he drank it like it was nothing, and then licks his fingers afterwards. Just like, yep, that's easy. Next, like it didn't even matter.
Is this the world record? 20.42 seconds.
20.42
or whatever. Yeah,
that's what it was.
I'm saying I don't think you're topping the world record. If you are, you should probably go to this competition. Every year,
they paying well.
Do some publicity.
What type of lemonade is it?
I think it's Nathan's.
Yeah,
they make their own. Anyway,
I've never had Nathan's.
Well, I haven't either. But I'm just saying, we can set this up so you can see how quickly you can drink a gallon of lemonade. But we have to do it like not in the studio. We have to do it outside. We have to do it, and I mean,
I gotta make sure I'm parched.
That's fine. Just don't drink anything. Let's like set this up for tomorrow or Wednesday. How
don't
about that?
Don't eat anything either.
Yeah, I'll talk
just in case.
All right, we'll figure this out. It's bad enough if it comes back up, but if it comes up with picks up some strays along the way from the intestine, no, we don't need that at all. But yeah, I watched that and that made me question everything. I also saw this that there was a little bit of an issue with the 4th of July, a Delta Airlines flight arriving from Atlanta. This was in Chicago Midway Airport. Apparently, on Independence Day, got struck by a firework. People apparently were shooting off fireworks a little too close to the airport, and one of them, they said, hit the plane. No damage. It landed safely. I tell you this right now. If I'm on a plane, it's landing, there's fireworks going around, and one of them hits the plane, something is getting soiled on me. Because I mean, I'm good with planes. I just flew this week. I wasn't too nervous or anything, but like...
It's like an hour and a half flight.
No, but the landing and takeoff is the only part I really worry. I don't worry about it once you're up in the air. I'm usually, that's fine. I'm worried about the, you know, them messing up.
The worst land is when it's like, there's a lot of turbulence.
Uh-huh.
And like a lot of people nervous. And then when they land and everybody start clapping.
The clapping thing is so weird.
Like two flights that I've been on.
I think the clapping thing is weird. Personally, if you clap for an airline flight, I judge you.
Clapping after plane lands and clapping in the movie theaters after a movie's done.
Yeah, what are we... Like, yeah. You see...
I
least, like,
yeah, I laugh every time they do that. They clap after the movie.
Like, the pilot is there, so you can at least go
safe. That makes more sense.
Yeah, like Steven Spielberg's not like, I hear applause. Where... Is that Grand Rapids? Yes, Grand Rapids. I hear you. Thank you. Like... What are you talking about? One of the dumbest decisions in sports history happened yesterday. We'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Still watching a crash off of 62 eastbound right near South County Line Road. This is up in New Albany. Expect some lane closures over there. And then on 104 this morning right near 33, we do have a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane at that 104-33 interchange. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan.com.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Tonight, Team USA will take on Belgium in the World Cup round of 16 at 8 o'clock. Yesterday, the Stars and Stripes received good news involving striker Fuller and Balogun. FIFA suspended the red card he received in the team's last match, making him eligible to play tonight. On the diamond, the Reds beat the Orioles 3-2, while the Guardians lost to the White Sox 7-6. Both teams had players named to the MLB All-Star team over the weekend. Chase Burns and Sal Stewart will represent Cincinnati for the National League, while Cleveland's Travis Bazana, Parker Messick, and Cade Smith were selected to the American League roster. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
In terms of the Waffle House menu, Tyvus covered and smothered his opponents. Meanwhile, T-Bone is a chunk of hash who's often covered in gravy. I'm not sure what that means either. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Jackets have some decisions to make. Adam Fantilli right now, sitting there as a restricted free agent, much like Leo Carlson. However, Leo Carlson got an offer sheet from the Flyers. $18 million per. Big time offer. So either Anaheim S or what are they? Are they still Anaheim? Ducks? Whatever they are.
Yeah.
The Ducks, wherever they are. That stupid team.
They the Los Angeles Ducks of Anaheim.
Right. I can't. Yeah. I was getting my baseball and hockey confused. But yeah, they have to either match that or if he signs with Philly gives up 4 first round picks.
Let me ask you. So what is his name? Matvei Michkov? Was that his name?
Matvei Michkov? Yeah.
What happened? Did he get to the Flyers? Because I know he had to do some stuff with. Where was he from?
Yeah, I think he got there, but I don't think he was very good. I'm not up on my Matvei Michkov lore, but let's see. It looks like. I don't even know. What I initially pulled up was 41 points in 48 games, but that was with Sochi. He was in the Russian league a few years ago. I don't know what he did.
Is it anybody else?
Yeah, he's with Philly, I believe.
Did anybody else after Adam Fantilli in that draft like blow up yet?
I mean, I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's essentially just those three. Okay. At least that's like at this level of getting paid like top of the market money.
Okay.
Well,
because I was just wondering, like, was it anybody else? Like, did we miss potentially on somebody like that?
Leo Carlson.
Well, no, but they didn't miss on him because
before him.
I know what you're saying. I don't think anybody outside of those three. No, Michkov, it does say here. Well, I'm looking at his stats. It says in 81 games played in the NHL, he has 51 points, 31 assists, 20 goals. Not bad. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. But yeah.
Look good on the Jackets, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I mean, people are down on Adam Fantilli. I feel like Fantilli had a better year than that. I could be wrong.
First of all, his name is Mo.
Okay. Yeah. Adamo. Here's what I know is that the Jackets have to decide if they want to give him a bridge deal or if they want to give him a long-term contract. I do think the Leo Carlson thing makes that more interesting because now you know what he's looking at and saying, all right, maybe I'm not getting $18 million, but I'm getting something closer to that because teams can offer sheet him too if they want to. So do they want to part ways? Will they do that? Jackets would probably want to jump on that before somebody tries it. I also think the offer sheet system is weird, though, because I don't know the answer on this. Maybe hockey people do know. I don't consider myself someone who is a, you know, lifer in the NHL. I watch the Blue Jackets.
Where's Baker?
Well, here's my question.
We'll talk to him today.
What stops?
Or is he on break vacation? He might be on vacation.
I don't remember. What I know is this. I don't understand what stops a team, like, if you hate another GM, what stops you from just going and be like, oh, offer sheet your guy. There you go.
Because like, then if they don't match it, you have to give up 4 first-round draft picks.
Yeah, but if it's... right.
What?
That's what I just said. That Leo Carlson, they have to give up. If he decides, if Anaheim decides we don't want to match that, we will not give you $18 million for, what was it, 5 years, whatever?
5 years, $90
million. Then the Flyers get him at that price, and they have to give up 4 first-round picks. My point is...
Whoa. I feel like they lose. You lose it. I would never do this.
But this is the whole argument. My point is why I would give up 4 first-round picks for Leo Carlson. Because he seems awesome, and I would take the bet and say he's probably going to do it.
You know what that's called? Mortgaging your future.
Right, but what I'm saying is if I look at the player and see no downsides, and I think this guy could be awesome, then I'm going to my rival and offer sheeting like all their best young talent.
So Leo Carlson.
Because if they give me one of them, it's like, okay, I give you picks, but now I got your guy, so he's off your team, and we can go be awesome right now. Like, I'm just saying, and if I don't, then I'm force you to sign him at a ridiculous rate that maybe I'd be willing to pay because I have more cap room, but you don't. So
this is a scary game.
That's what I'm saying. I know it is, but I'd be willing to play.
So Leo Carlson, he's just been fine, and then last year he had this unbelievable season, right?
I think his first year, I don't think he didn't look nearly as good. They didn't play him. His first year, I remember they held him out a little bit.
He played in 55 games his first year.
It took him a little bit before they really let him get going.
Points. The next year he played in 76, he had 45 points. This past year he played in 70 and had 67 points.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just saying, this is something that is coming up now with Adam Fantilli. He is a restricted free agent. So will he get, he's 21 years old. Are they going to give him a bridge contract or will they give him like, just lock him up now long term? Have you seen enough? That is kind of the issue that the Jackets face as they look at that decision. Also, for what it's worth, Jet Greaves is an RFA who I believe is going to arbitration. Is that right? I saw something with Jet Greaves' contract over the weekend that I feel like it was an arbitration situation there for him. But, hey, 908 save percentage, 260 goals against average, and had 55 appearances. He's 25, obviously plenty of years ahead of him. So you got to make decisions on how you're going to pay these good young players for the Jackets and how you're going to keep that group together. Don Waddell, lots of choices to make there, lots of decisions to be made. Never mind all that Zach stuff from last week. What the hell happened? Because I'm in New York and I'm getting updates. We're at this media conference where I'm had sushi with Paul Feinbaum. Like, that was fun.
A pair.
He's a big fan of our boss, Fish, Paul Feinbaum. Like, they're friends.
Fish is a popular guy, huh?
Paul Feinbaum got a Lifetime Achievement Award. He thanked two people. One of them, Matt Fishman. Like, I was like, damn, like, they are super friends. But he invited him to go to lunch with us, and Paul went with us to go to get sushi. It took a while for them to bring the food out. He had to leave to go back and speak at this event that
we were at. He didn't get no food.
In New York last week.
You invited him to lunch.
He ordered food, and then he had to leave, so we bagged it up and took it to him, which I don't think he ate. But the point is, like, we're in that conference. We're listening to, like, Paul Feinbaum talk and all this stuff, and then I'm getting buzzes on the phone, like, Zach Werenski's back, and – Yeah, never mind all this.
It was a wild 2 days.
Yeah,
wild, so like, 2 days. They wait till you leave to have this wild 2 days.
And, so are we reading
and
this?
And me being a hockey expert, I had to break it all down. Break it all down.
Are we reading this any other way than he just basically said, like he's not signing a new deal yet, right? I know he can't until next year.
Wait and see.
But what I heard was, we're not going to look at this anymore right now. We're just,
yeah, we're just, we're in for this year. Next year.
Right.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a 1 year, let's see what you can do for me thing, which I don't blame Zach Werenski for that.
I agree with that.
Because if it was any other organization, then maybe I would question the loyalty. But it is the Blue Jackets where you have to question the stupidity. So
no,
I get that.
What I'm upset about is like all the local like blogs and message boards and Blue Jackets Twitter accounts. There's like, oh, this is clear that the media overblew this situation. Zach didn't request a trade. It's like, this organization just gaslit the fan base and you guys just ate it up.
Dude,
he did request the trade.
Hang on. Whether or not Zach Werenski's mouth formed the words, I want to be traded, that is irrelevant to me. What is very relevant is Dallas called you with a trade offer and the Jackets were willing to do it, and Zach said, no, I don't want to go to Dallas. So if he wasn't requesting a trade, why in the hell was Don Waddell looking to trade him to Dallas for a package that apparently would have been a pretty good return?
I think AR did a really good job of explaining it. I was so happened to be listening to AR.
What did he say?
He was saying basically he feels that Don and Zach had a conversation. And Don probably straight up asked him, hey, are you willing to sign an extension? And Zach probably, oh, look, Baker is here. And Zach probably was like, I can't give you that answer right now. And so Don took it as, if he didn't say yes, then that means no. So I need to go do my due diligence.
But I refuse to believe that the Jackets are the ones that initiated that conversation. Because why would they?
He didn't give you a guarantee.
Okay, well, regardless of who initiated it, if the Jackets call him up and are like, hey, man, just making sure you're good for next year, like, we are willing to give you whatever you want. We're backing up a Brinks truck. You're our guy. And he says anything other than, thanks, can't wait to sign the long-term deal, then that essentially is saying, I don't know if I'm going to be here or not. And I don't, yeah, I mean, like, is it an out-and-out? Like I said, did the words escape his mouth? I want to be traded? No. But if you ask someone in a relationship and you're like, hey, do you want to be in this relationship this time next year? And
they're
like,
I don't know.
Jury's out. I'm not sure. Then you have to at least acknowledge it's not like, it's not a firm commitment.
All right. So then
that's realistic.
I'm not mad at what Don Waddell did.
I'm not mad at him. And by the way, I'm not mad at Werenski saying, I want to wait it out and see what we do this year.
I think this is not like sourced or anything. I think that he wanted to get traded like Luka in the middle of the night and be like, he wanted to be able to say, oh no, I just got traded. He can't do that.
He's got a no trade clause.
And so I think that that's what he wanted. He wanted the equivalent of being like, oh, the Jackets are the ones that they got this offer that was so great. And then they came to me and I said, yeah, sure.
Right.
That's what he wanted the rhetoric to be. And as soon as it turned into not that, he refused to be the bad guy in the situation and said, okay, I'll come back now.
I mean, I know, like, didn't he say, like, for him and his family, like, they want to be here. So that's good. But there was not like a yes. And then next year I will re-sign and we're all like, this is all behind us now. Like, this is just going to, this has been put on the back burner, but it's still going to come up next year. It sounds like, at least as how I'm understanding it right now. But yeah, that's a, trust me, trying to track all that through my phone and through Twitter. And like, I know we all are, but yeah, I'm in the middle of other stuff last week. I'm at this conference where Paul Feinbaum and I are having sushi. And then I'm like, this is what's happening with Zach Werenski. So yeah, I'm still trying to piece it together days later. One of the dumbest decisions in sports history. Didn't get to talk about it. We'll do that next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now we've got a crash off of Selmo Road right at Bridge Park Avenue. We've got crews clearing that out right now. Also seeing crews at the intersection of 104 and 33. That interchange slightly blocked off as you head eastbound on 104. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a partly cloudy sky overall for the day. There'll be times it's a little bit cloudier, other times a little sunnier. Scattered shower or storm is out there as well, mostly during the afternoon and evening. Highs in the mid-80s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, another slight chance of a shower or storm with highs again in the mid-80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Just when you thought afternoons couldn't get any dumber.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you?
Common Man and Timmy.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Your home for dumb. The Fan. No, I've never heard of the band on T-Bone's shirt either. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvis.
Oh, no. I did. Listen, Ryan Baker is in town. He just came in here and he just told me that if Leo Carlson signs this deal, he will be the highest paid player in hockey. I had to go do my Googles. I had to Google that.
God forbid we do that before the show. God forbid we take a look at that any time before now. But yeah, that's...
There's no way in the world I would make that. No.
Yes.
No. I did not know that.
Good young talent. But yeah, the new salary cap, the highest any player could theoretically get paid, the largest salary they could have is $20.8 million per year. He is being offered by Philly $18 million AAV. Like,
well, he's going to be the highest paid player in hockey one way or the other.
Well, right. One of these two teams, either Anaheim or Philly, is going to pay him, right? So he's going to get that amount of money. But what that will do is reset everyone else's value.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is the highest paid player? Did you have the list of who is or what the number is?
I don't. Some dude from the Minnesota Wild, Kirill Kaprizov.
Kaprizov.
Whatever.
Yeah. He's the other Kirill the Thrill and not our Kirill Marchenko. But yeah. So, yeah, what's he getting? Like
17.
Okay. So what do you think he's doing today? He is calling
his laughing to the bank.
Well, yeah, he's calling his agent and saying, whatever we can redo this deal, it has to be redone because you know I'm better than that dude. And so is every other player out there. They're like, oh, wait a second. If that's what he's getting, I mean, hell, what do you think Zach Werenski's thinking, right? Like, when he goes to sign his deal next year, cap keeps expanding. You know, he's like, hell, man.
This sounds like when Deshaun signed his contract, everybody gonna be upset. Like, what are you doing? Like,
oh yeah, of course it's gonna have those. I saw Elliot Friedman. I saw all these people who write about hockey just calling it a bombshell.
I had no idea that this would make him the highest.
He basically has reset the entire market.
Yeah, I'd be upset
for players. All the GMs. So could you imagine being this Philly GM? They all want to kill this guy.
I mean, but that's just what happens. I mean, with centermen in the NHL, just like quarterbacks in hockey, every time the latest quarterback is going to reset the market every single time. And you're going to say that they're overpaid 9 times out of 10, but they're just the most recent one to get paid. So they're going to get paid the most.
I hear what you're saying, but at least they in the ballpark. Like Connor McDavid, not even in this ballpark.
Okay, like every time Dak Prescott gets a new deal, he becomes the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Have you ever considered him the best quarterback in the NFL?
No, of course not. But also, I feel like this is a situation. This is also based on like the salary cap keeps expanding.
Yes, that has a lot to do with it as well.
Yeah, so teams are obviously taking that.
What is Connor McDavid making a year?
He's on a team-friendly deal.
Okay, yeah, what about Nate MacKinnon?
I don't know off the top of my head. What I do know is that, like,
2 years, $25 million for Connor McDavid, so he getting $12 million a year.
Okay, yeah, and he could go name his number and he'd get it, right? If he was a free agent, he could go out there and he could ask for $20.8 million. Dang, he'd have 10 teams lined up to give it to him.
Nate McKinnon, 8 years, $100 million. He's getting $12.6 million.
I mean, Leo Carlson's getting five at 90. That's just insane. Yeah, so the market's getting reset as we speak. And that obviously has ramifications for a lot of people, but Adam Fantilli is in the same draft class, also a restricted free agent. No one has offer sheeted him, but now the Jackets have to decide, do we want to go ahead and just try to lock him up, or do you want to go bridge deal and then wait for someone who possibly can offer sheet? I don't know.
Well, like, for example, like, people may wonder why Connor Bedard, like, if Leo Carlson got this, why hasn't Connor Bedard? Connor Bedard is probably not even talking to any other teams. He just wants to do a deal with the Blackhawks and that's it.
Also, I mean, if you do a deal with him, you also have to call up the hospital he's going to every other week and getting injured. So, like, I don't know that I want to sign him up either.
He does have the shoulder injury as
well. Is that real? I saw a video over the weekend of him, like, trying to get back out on the ice. I don't know if, again, now with AI, I trust nothing. But I saw a video of him, allegedly, it was him coming off the ice, grabbing his arm. And now there's, like, concerns about him again. Like, he just... injured all the time.
Oh, they are pretty close.
But like when the cap goes up again next year, Macklin Celebrini, I mean, the Sharks are going to have to pay him. He's probably going to end up getting more than Leo Carlson.
Mo definitely. He probably will get more than, Leo. I'm looking at the stats now. Okay, yeah.
By the way, I have to pay off on this other tease, but remind me to tell you about how I almost died in a cab in New York City over the last week when we were there.
I tried to rob it.
No, I wish. That would have been more fun. Not this. This is no good. So one of the dumbest decisions in sports history, I think, happened yesterday. Marlins pitcher Yuri Perez had a perfect game going through seven innings. 92 pitches he was on. Perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
Not no hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Although, obviously, that's on in that play,
means,
too.
That means every batter, he got three up, three down for Dylan, seven innings is what you say?
Yeah.
Three up, three down.
They faced the minimum through seven innings on 92 pitches. You'd have to look it up, Dylan, because I don't know if you know it off the top of your head. I don't know it, but I feel like it's less than 30, the amount of perfect games that have been had in Major League Baseball history. Like, this is something that does not happen, you know, barely every 3 or 4 years. You know what I mean? I'll think of all the baseball games that have been played.
24 times.
Okay, less than 25 times. Okay, so like... this is something in the history of Major League Baseball that hasn't even happened 25 times. This man was on 92 pitches. Marlins playing the A's. They're in the minor league ballpark in Sacramento. He's dealing. Now, apparently he had just come back from injury and there was some, you know, all that, whatever. 92 pitches. They pull him after seven innings with a perfect game intact.
Yeah.
And shockingly, the bullpen comes in, immediately gives up five runs. Like did not record an out. And gave up five runs and actually made it kind of a game. Marlins ended up getting the victory. I think they won 9-8 at the end of it.
That's terrible.
They were up 8-0. This man was on the mound dealing, Yuri Perez. They pull him.
Not only did they do that, I mean, it was 8-5 after the eighth, going into the ninth. They got the ninth run. They scored the ninth, but the Athletics scored three. So they made it that.
Yeah. It was hairy.
They would have lost that game.
They deserved it.
That manager.
They deserved it.
That manager, boy.
Well, I don't even know who to blame here, right? Because is it ultimately, these days, is it up to the manager? Do you think most Major League Baseball managers are sitting there going, yeah, I want to take the guy out. They have to manage a roster. They have to manage a bullpen. They have to deal with all this stuff. Wouldn't they rather have a guy who's just out there dealing and say, great, I don't have to use anybody else. He can go the whole distance. Or at least as far as he can, we'll have a bullpen come in and clean up the last couple outs or something if he doesn't end up getting the perfect game. But I would think you'd want to be a manager who's a part of history. I'm guessing it's not up to him. No, I'm guessing it's up to the GM and whatever stat boys they have running the front office these days.
I was going to say, I think most managers are figureheads, and who's actually controlling the lineup and the pitching rotations is some guy's laptop upstairs.
It's laughable. Laughable that this is where we are with baseball. And as much progress as they have made, I feel like we talk all the time about, the sports media in general talks so much about load management in the NBA, load management in the NBA. You're talking about games where it's two teams that you don't even really care about playing in like the third and four nights, and the guy doesn't even start the game. That is like the thing that's killing basketball, and we can't have it. Fine, have that discussion all you want. This is a, to me, problem that is far more significant to that sport of baseball than load management is to basketball. Because you have actual history possibly being made, and they're interrupting it. Like, imagine if a guy was sitting on 50 points through three quarters. He'd have a legitimate shot, possibly, of going at some numbers, like 82. Or
Bam Adebayo?
I forgot it's Bam Adebayo now. That's right.
Messes you up, don't it?
Yeah, it does. Because he got 82, right? And Kobe had 81?
I thought
is that right? Or what did he end up having?
Wasn't 83?
83. Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, you have a chance to run that, and they just pull the guy after three quarters. Like, that also happens, by the way, and that's stupid. I'm flabbergasted that a baseball team, organization, would ever think to pull a guy who has a perfect game. insane.
Yeah, I never thought that that would be a thing. You got to let the guy. Now, you say he's coming back off an injury?
Well,
this is his first game?
No. He had pitched another outing. He had gone like 82 pitches. He had a couple weeks ago prior to this little injury he'd picked up, he'd gone over 100 pitches this year. Like, it's not as if his arm wasn't stretched out. I think he'd be fine.
He better than me. Because I'd have been standing on that mound, and he would have rolled that dude out there, and I would have told him, I'd have waved him off.
Could you imagine?
Go fly a kite. No. No.
Why would you ever put a player in that situation where they have to say, all right, here's the ball.
He may never be in that zone again like that.
It's unbelievable. I guess it's not when you follow baseball
What a hater.
It's basically saying, I think your arm is going to give out anyway, so let me just take you out now.
I would have told Clayton, that's their manager, I would have told Clay, you just mad because you ain't been in this spot. No. No, I'm pitching. I'd have ran out on the mound and threw a pitch.
That's so stupid.
Or I would have did a Trevor Bauer. His last throw in the Indian / Guardian uniform.
Oh, just throw it over the wall. Right over the wall. There you go. Get it. You want the ball? Go get it. It's over there. Have fun. Tyvis knows someone who went to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. We'll tell you about it in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvis on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Monday. Still watching crews at the 10433 interchange. We've got the right lane blocked off on 104 eastbound as you hit that 33 interchange. And then also still watching crews clear out a crash over off of Sawmill Road. This is right near Bridge Park Avenue. Watch for crews over there. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan.
T-Bone and Tyvis is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Two men, one appendix. This is T-Bone and Tyvis.
All right. I get yesterday Twitter blowing up all weekend with the struggling to get the details of the Taylor Swift wedding, okay, which I know a lot of you are annoyed by the amount of coverage that Taylor Swift gets on NFL games. I know you are annoyed, some of you, with the amount of coverage this got over this weekend. I also know that Dylan, our producer, is a Swiftie who's been to multiple Eras Tour events, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So I also acknowledge there are a lot of you who enjoy Taylor Swift's music. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got married, as was thought to be the case, Friday in New York. I did see someone point out they got married at Madison Square Garden.
The God.
Well, I saw somebody point out that the inevitable, she's such a planner, because whenever they eventually get divorced and she writes the breakup album from the divorce, given that she got married on the day before July 4th, the breakup album for this one can be called Independence Day. I think that's a really smart business play by her. She's a cynical billionaire.
I just was telling the lieutenant. I just told the lieutenant about this the other day. We were literally talking about this. Travis Kelce will never break up with Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'm not saying he will.
He would never. Do you understand what has happened to his life the moment they announced that they was in a relationship?
This is a guy who almost got kicked off the UC football team, right? Or didn't get recruited?
I don't know what he did.
I thought Jason had to intervene for him. Like, at some point in his career,
all that is in the past. Okay. I'm saying
this is a guy who was struggling to make it as a football player in not low level college football, but certainly not, Cincinnati football is good. It's not Ohio State, Alabama, Texas, all that stuff. Right.
The reason I brought this up is because I had seen his ex-girlfriend, Kayla. She was at the BET Awards and doing interviews and stuff.
Okay.
And I looked at her and I laughed at it because I said, Travis, she probably can't even get in touch with Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce got with Taylor Swift, took his phone, threw it in the ocean, and knew everything.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh,
nobody got his number. No, he ain't messing this up. No way. I know that. My wife tells me that he signed a prenuptial agreement.
Yes.
I don't care. The prenup only works if somebody messes. If he messes up, he ain't go mess this up.
There was rumors that in the prenup is guidelines for what could be mentioned in potential breakup songs and albums. I don't know if that
really?
Is if that's real or not.
Wow.
But
wow,
that is what's being thrown out there.
I mean, you know, fail to plan, plan to fail, right? But like at some point, if you're sitting there, isn't the opposite also true? Like if you're sitting there writing it out in a prenup, the like when the breakup happens, you cannot talk about this, that, or the other. I mean, she wrote a song about his junk. So like I'm saying he was okay with the positive. It's like with booing in sports. You can't be okay with the cheering in sports if you're not okay with the booing. Can't be okay with her writing a song about how endowed you are.
Write it.
And then like, not write about the negative stuff if that happens. So if, I don't know if
it
I,
ain't like listen, that. It ain't gonna be nothing.
It
negative.
Probably isn't.
He ain't messing this up.
Well, he would be an idiot to do so.
That's what I'm telling you.
He would
you.
Be an idiot to
if
do so.
If they were to get divorced and I was him, I would be all about the breakup album. I would just, and I would be like, you could say whatever we want. You want, let's negotiate royalties.
Yeah, right.
That's fair.
I'd rather have the royalties. I'm with you. That's already taken. Can't call it that. Yes. That is a different song.
Yes.
Say what you need to
by
say.
By John Mayer.
There you go.
Who used to be with Taylor Swift. Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that. Sure did. So I'm going through among the other things that kept popping in my timeline. There's like, who was there? And there's Adam Sandler, apparently was officiating the wedding and may not sang a song that he wrote for them. Like, that's kind of cool. I didn't know they were big Adam Sandler fans, but let them live. Some of the other names are popping up. You're seeing people who apparently were like getting out of limos by Madison Square Garden. People were piecing together who was there.
Baker Mayfield, Dylan's boy.
Baker was there. Yeah, oh, was man. One of the guys on the list.
They just invited any one of those things. It was exclusive.
Jeez. Well, one of the guys I saw on the list, though, is someone that Tyvus plays Call of Duty with all the time. That is your friend and colleague
and agent,
Richard Kevin Sherman.
Did you get the deets on this, Tyvus? Let me know.
The deets on it is that he can't talk about it when he is.
To you?
Period.
Did he sign an NDA?
He said, I can't talk about it, but whenever I am allowed to, I'll let you know.
So what? When they were doing the guest book, it was just an NDA? Like,
yeah, I mean, like,
That's what
they said that if you were working in Madison Square Garden, all the employees had to sign NDAs. Otherwise, they get fired. And it's like, okay, what are you going to do? Fire me as a friend? Like, not invite me? Like, did you know he was friends with Travis Kelce? I presume that was the connection. I don't know. Maybe he is also big friends with...
Sherm's friends with everybody.
Okay. So that doesn't surprise
you. Except for Michael Crabtree.
No, they can't. I didn't know. It's so many people that don't like Michael Crabtree. But that's it. Sherm literally... Like, you could just throw somebody's name out there. He's like, yeah, I talked to him. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, really? Good for you, man.
I did see that another person whose name was on there, former Buckeye, made the list and got to go. That is Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, did you? My wife was telling me something about him and his wife drove in separate cars.
Oh, I see. I was wondering who was the plus one.
Yeah. Oh, it was his wife.
I didn't know if it was him or if it was Diana Rossini. Was like, there's technically an NFL story here to cover. Mike, can I get a connection so I could be in there to cover the NFL angle on this, please?
My wife was telling me something about he walked in front of her or something like that. I forget what she was saying. I didn't understand what she was saying.
That's so, I mean, it is one of those weird things. Like, we don't have a royal family in America, obviously. I mean,
I see the video she's talking about.
But this is probably one of those things. Big celebrity weddings are probably the closest thing we have to royal family stuff where it becomes who was there. But this one being under the cloud of secrecy is what's adding to it. Brilliant move by her.
They hate each other.
Put it in a giant arena. But all the security, I think they had the National Guard out there making sure nobody could get into this place.
Steve-O. Brable, they hate each other.
Wait, what do you think? Of course she hates him. I'd hate him too.
Those two hate each other right now.
I don't care what he thinks of her. Well, like, unless there's photos of...
They 100% beefing right now.
Unless there's photos of like Mike Vrabel's wife with like Andy Reid at a swanky New York club or something that we don't know about. Like, Vrabel's the one with all the photos out there of him and Diana Rossini. So... It's not he's mad at her. It's she should be mad at him, and he should be like, yeah, I kind of have to earn. I own that. I have to wear that.
They 100% be.
Tyvus, you're a journalist now. Do your job. You're a journalist. You're a member of the media. Do your job and get some some dirt for us from Richard Sherman.
When he allowed to, he'll tell me.
Get him on the show. Let's have him on the show. I'll do the dirty work.
Why would I have ruin his friendship with somebody?
Why ruin a friendship?
Ruin the friendship. Another Taylor Swift song. Yes.
Hey, there you go. See? Look at that.
She got a song like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing but shake it off.
Why don't you go with him to the Christmas tree farm and talk about it?
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
That's one's called Anti-Hero.
That's the only two songs I know. Mm. Or she wear t-shirts, I wear short shorts. Something like that.
Is that a Taylor?
She's in the cheerleading. I'm on the bleachers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all I know.
Yeah, I like how she painted herself as like, yeah, I'm the one no one wants to talk about. That's me. It's like, well, not anymore. That's not right for you. But yeah. So, all right. Either you can be a member of the media or not, Tyvus.
I'm not.
You can do your job and get some info from Richard Sherman about this.
It would be great if we finally get Richard Sherman on the show, and not as former pro football player, but Taylor Swift correspondent. Yes.
Yeah. Actually, that'd be fine. If he doesn't want to talk Taylor Swift, we could have a moratorium. No Taylor Swift talk. Other than, can you confirm you were there? Yes or no? And then he can say yes, and then we can move on. It's fine. All right. Overachiever of the Week is coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Monday. Still watching crews at the 10433 interchange. We've got the right lane blocked off on 104 eastbound as you hit that 33 interchange. And then also still watching crews clear out a crash over off of Sawmill Road. This is right near Bridge Park Avenue. Watch for crews over there. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan. 25th.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
When Tyvus looks at Bone, he sees the future. Bald, fat, white. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Over the weekend, I'm talking to my relatives, and they're breaking soccer down for me, right? Oh,
yeah, World Cup's going on.
So you know the debate is always Messi or Ronaldo.
There's no debate.
There's no debate.
Okay, all right, fine. But the topic of conversation, when you talk about GOATs, it comes down to those two, which I seen Ronaldo said this is his last World Cup. Also seen that Neymar said this is his last one with Brazil.
Yeah, no, he's done. They're both done. They're both old. Yes, they're very much done.
Anyway.
Brazil, by the way, got knocked out by Norway. Kind of a big upset there. Like, Norway, good. Erling Haaland.
What's the dude with the long hair?
Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
And he's proven it. This is his first World Cup because Norway didn't make it the last time.
I think my wife got a crush on him.
He's great.
I don't know if she got a crush on him or she just likes his game.
You know what he's all about? I found this out.
Black people.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he loves all humans, Tyvus. I'm sure he does. I agree with that. I was going to say no, but I'm going to say maybe. I'm sure. Hopefully, whatever. The point is, he apparently loves his, like, he has those, what is it, Hermes bags? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like the Hermes, nice,
yeah.
Where they cost like...
The Birkin bag?
Yeah, like he apparently...
Like $30,000, something
like
that,
$40,000. There's like the people who know this stuff. I saw this like TikTok person breaking it down where they were like, oh, this bag is worth $50,000 that he's carried. And he's got like 10 different ones he's been photographed with.
If you ever see Laurencia Powell with a Birkin bag, know it's a knockoff.
I almost went down that street when I was in New York City where they saw all the knockoffs. I thought about going there, Canal Street or whatever, see what I could find. But I don't know what I'm looking at, so I have no idea. Yes, go ahead. What's your soccer question?
Okay, yes. Anyway, he's beast with hilarious. He says that there's Haaland. He says Haaland is his name?
Yeah, Erling Haaland.
He said that he's really into black married women with three kids.
I'm glad the people enjoy the blacks.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Wow.
Anyways.
Wow.
No, so he was telling me how everybody has this debate over the two. But then, and everybody has agreed that this is a fact. that although everybody would say Messi or Ronaldo, they say Mbappe is going to beat both of them.
Oh, yeah. You got to be kidding.
So these two going to be the GOAT for 2 years?
Kylian Mbappe, as far as scoring goals, he has torn it up. He could absolutely possibly get that done.
It's like Wimby now.
Yeah, it's potential. It's more than Wemby because he's been around long enough. He's doing it.
Yeah, but it's like Wemby could be the GOAT one day.
Yeah.
He has GOAT potential.
Kylian Mbappe's been in like 18, I think, World Cup games total in his career. Something like that. Or 11. He's got the same amount of goals as he has games. Like, that's just unheard of in the World Cup.
More goals than Messi?
Not yet.
No, but Messi has the most.
Messi's way older than him. Give it time. The point is, if he plays as many World Cups as Ronaldo and Messi, for sure he could get to that level.
That's ridiculous.
He's already won a World Cup. This guy's awesome. Been in the final other times. Like, France is good. He is phenomenal. Did you see after he scored the penalty against Paraguay?
Can't watch his team. They flop too much.
Hey, that's...
Ooh, you think the French are soft.
You think he's...
Both teams, but they... who they play?
Paraguay.
Yeah, both of them. I was like, this is egregious. They make the people in the NBA look like gladiators the way they were sitting there flying. It was so annoying. Like, bro.
If
I was the ref, I would give them the yellow card.
That's... You know what? You're hitting on something. That's the problem. Because the referees who let it go, that's what it results in. Especially when France, they're so good. Paraguay sucks comparatively. Although, shout out to the USA beating them 4-1. I just want to point that out. What did France beat them by? 1-0. USA.
What's wrong?
I'm just saying. What's wrong? I'm just saying. Germany, how'd that go for you? Got bounced by Paraguay. Maybe you should try beating them 4-1 like America did. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, the point is, if the refs let that stuff go early, then it goes on all game. If the refs come up earlier and are like, nope, cut that out, or I'm giving you a yellow card. And then they give the yellow card. It cuts it out, and the game is better. So that's on the ref. I blame the ref for that as much as I blame anything else. All right, we got business to attend to.
And now, it's time to highlight someone who's better than us in every single way. Meet our overachiever of the week.
Sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air. Your trusted experts in air conditioning and heating 7 days a week.
All right, so my overachiever of the week is going to go to a woman by the name of Kelsey Fendler. Are you aware of Kelsey Fendler?
Never heard of her.
All right, she is a woman who set out to break the record from California to Hawaii rowing a boat. She rowed...
Is she in Minnesota?
BJ Fleck is very excited about this woman. Yeah. She apparently rode from California to Hawaii. Not the first person to do that. Other people have done it. However, she set out to do it the fastest. So she arrived in Honolulu Harbor from California Friday night on her 21-foot rowboat after nearly a month and a half at sea. She apparently has broken. They have to confirm all this. But the Ocean Rowing Society International, they are the ones who take care of all the records for this type of thing. She apparently broke the record and got there in... 44 days.
Dang.
Faster.
She rode for 44 days?
44 days to get from California to Hawaii. The previous fastest record for a woman was 86 days.
Almost did it in half the time.
Dang. The men's record holder, 52 days. She did it in 44. So if this gets confirmed that she had no assistance, no cheating, whatever.
Well, she just went to sleep in the boat?
Yeah.
What about food?
I'm sure she brought some. I think she probably caught some. She's at sea. There are fish in the sea.
Yeah.
She probably had some fish. The point is, she did this in a quicker time than anyone has ever done it. If they can verify this, the Guinness people have to do that. But yeah, overachiever of the week for sure. Kelsey, what did I say her name was? Kelsey Fendler. Her trade, by the way, what she does for a living, Grand Canyon River Rafting Guide. So she's like boating, rowing, all that stuff is her deal.
Yeah.
There you go.
My overachiever of the week is going to go to my wife's lover, Erlen Holland, as you say his name. It's my wife's
early Holland.
Two goals yesterday against Brazil to eliminate them.
Giant Norwegian man. Mm-hmm. I believe he has a brace, meaning two goals, and two yesterday. Three of the games they've played, he's had at least two goals in. I think his total for the tournament is like eight. I mean, he's on a tear.
So he better than Mbappe.
I think Mbappe also has like seven or eight goals. Like Messi and Mbappe are all just tearing it up right now at the World Cup. But yeah, all three of those.
What is Christian Pulisic doing?
He hasn't scored yet, he's got an assist and he's making good plays. But that's all right. Got Flair and Florin Balogun is back. Flo. He's got, I think, three goals in this tournament.
Didn't he get the silencer after his last
goal? He did. Yes, he did. Dylan, who's your overachiever of the week?
Mine is Rob Pelinka because he's doing too much.
He's getting the Caucasians. He's taking it back to the 70s.
Yes.
Rob Pelinka is the GM of the Lakers?
Yes.
Okay.
You're not filling the Caucasian lineup?
He gave Austin Reeves a bag. Then he does a sign-and-trade for Walker Kessler. So now the Lakers are built around a new big three of Luka Doncic, Walker Kessler, and Austin Reeves. He's a cold, white
boy to me. Right, Stephen A. is upset.
Interesting
about it.
Strategy.
Yeah, what was the whole like Stephen A? I saw Stephen A.
Got
like
three white boys.
I saw Stephen A. was like defending himself against something regarding that. I didn't know what it was.
He said he just didn't know what the Lakers was doing because they about to put a lineup out with three white people in it. He just is floored.
Did he say that?
That's pretty much what he said. That's pretty much it. Is they start lineup? Hold on. Who they?
Those three will for
I
sure
they got
be in
four
it.
Now.
I mean, they got like Dalton Connect.
They're saying like because they did they just sign Kristaps Porzingis? No. That was the Warriors.
Who is the guy that
it was some team affiliated with LeBron, but I couldn't remember which
they
one.
They just signed some guy. I can't remember who it is, though.
I don't know. Yeah, that's good.
Dang,
Rob Pelinka. Did he row from L.A. to Honolulu? Because if not, he should try it. Maybe that would work out for him. But yeah, by the way, I forgot to tell you. I'll do it next. We come back. I almost died in a cab in New York City. I'll explain that when we get back. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Monday. We are still watching an issue off of West Broad Street at that 70 entrance ramp. We've got crews blocking that right now. Again, that's the entrance ramp from Broad to 70 westbound. Crews also still clearing out a disabled vehicle on State Route 104. This is heading eastbound at the 104-33 interchange. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan Time.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Tonight, Team USA will take on Belgium in the World Cup round of 16 at 8 o'clock. Yesterday, the Stars and Stripes received good news involving striker Fuller and Balogun. FIFA suspended the red card he received in the team's last match, making him eligible to play tonight. On the diamond, the Reds beat the Orioles 3-2, while the Guardians lost to the White Sox 7-6. Both teams had players named to the MLB All-Star team over the weekend. Chase Burns and Sal Stewart represent Cincinnati for the National League, while Cleveland's Travis Bazana, Parker Messick, and Kate Smith were selected to the American League roster. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss plan of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
If it's 4:30 in the morning and you see a ginger version of Dom DeLuise speeding down 33, don't panic. It's just T-Bone.
We are driving. We are driving.
We like driving. We like driving.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
We are eating.
We are eating.
Did you know you can listen to us at home? No radio, no problem. Don't worry about it. Just tell your smart speaker to play 97.1 The Fan. It is really that easy. Yeah, where you can be on your smart speaker right there at your house. So when you get there, maybe you're heading to work today, just remember that. Go home, say play 97.1 The Fan to your Alexa or whatever you have. And yeah, be on there. Listen to Common Man and Timmy while you're making dinner. Something like that. Be fun. That little bump back talks about driving down the freeway and speeding.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened in New York.
Dude. So Fish, our boss, hailed a cab. We go get in this cab. The guy, we went to Cat's Deli, which I remember you saying you could make a sandwich just like Cat's Deli at home.
It was overrated, wasn't it? I just had a sandwich yesterday and
it was
delicious.
Dylan, did you see the photos of this sandwich? It looked dry. Pastrami. I had a pastrami on rye, mustard and cheese on it. Oh my God.
Looked dry.
It was not dry. It was extra juicy. It was one of the best cuts of meat I've ever had. Now you wait in line for like 30 minutes to get it. It's fantastic. It was worth every penny.
That's you just telling yourself that because you waited.
I'm not telling myself that. I actually ate it and it was good. If it was bad, I would have said you're right. It sucked. It don't go. But if you're in New York and you've seen the Cat's Deli thing, you're like, should I do it? Yes. The answer is if you like that type of food, you would enjoy it. I even tried the pickles, which I don't like pickles, but I tried them because I was there. I had to try them. They're supposed to be good.
How dry that look.
It wasn't dry. That's not even, is that my sandwich?
This is fish or something.
Okay, well, it's not dry. So, I promise you it wasn't dry. The bread was soaked.
You look at that fish sandwich with disgust.
No, it was not dry. I promise you my sandwich was not dry. Dylan, go ahead.
Where did you get your bagels and where did you get your pizza?
Okay, so bagels, we got just, there was a place down the street from where our hotel was, and I don't recall the name of it. It was just like the bagel shop that was in that area. Delicious. Mm. Like, I actually went two different places to get bagels. Both of them were awesome. So I don't have a name for you on that one. Mm. The pizza place was right across from Madison Square Garden. And it was advertised as like New York's best slice and winner of all these awards.
Sbarro say the same thing.
Well, here was the difference. The problem was there's like the $1.50 slice shops. I kind of wish I would have gone there.
You should have.
Because this place was like $7 a slice. And they had some unique toppings. Like I had a fig pizza, which was actually really good. Mm-hmm. But then I also got like a basic cheese pizza. Mm. And it was... The fig pizza was good because of the toppings, but the cheese pizza was just like...
Just like Jets.
I'm just saying I wouldn't have paid $8 or $7.99 or whatever for it.
Quit.
It's nothing like Jets. What are you talking about? It's like Jets. Jets is a totally different cut.
You could have went right to Domino's.
No. Domino's? Dom. Stop doing the commercial. No. You're not even getting paid for that. Cut that out.
He's trying.
Yeah, apparently. All right. So Fish, we go to Cat's to eat. So Fish says, it's a ways from our hotel. So he said, let's get a cab. So we get in the cab. Tyler, our digital director, sitting up front. Me, Fish, and his fiance are sitting in the back seat. Okay, mm-hmm. We're crammed in there. Mm-hmm. We start going, and this guy apparently, he didn't get the memo that like it's 25 through the streets of New York. He's doing at least 45. Mm-hmm. These are one-way streets with parked cars on either side. And people, of course, just jump out from those cars at all times. Mm-hmm. And he's like speeding up and then immediately slamming on the brakes and then speeding up and then slamming on the brakes. Like there's no like easing into it with this guy. He is flying. So he goes to speed up and start up from like a stop where, you know, there was a light and he goes to get through it. All of a sudden on our driver's side of the vehicle, we see a cyclist appear in the window next to where I am in the back seat. And very quickly I realized this cyclist does not see this car and he proceeds to drive his cycle right into the side of the cab.
Like your cab.
Our cab. Like hit
me. He didn't see the car.
He was like looking back towards the sidewalk and just veered into the cab.
Like T-boned the cab.
But like at a 45, not at like a 90 degree angle, like a 45 degree angle. So okay. He could have glanced off it. But then I just see him like fall over, or him or her, whoever it was on this cycle. They had like, you know, the backpack and the helmet and all the stuff. Fall over. And our guy just keeps going. Gets about 100 yards away and stops. Then he like looks back and you see there's a guy on the street who looks at him and is kind of like shrugs his shoulders like, I don't know. He looks back. He turns to Tyler in the front seat and goes, no cops, F it. And then floors it.
He said that?
He said, no cops, F it. And then just drove away.
I would have laughed.
We're terrified.
I would have laughed.
Oh, we were like, we were stunned. Because we're like,
hit and run.
What do we do?
Well, they hit him, so.
Well, but I'm still like, there's just basic human dignity of like, is this person okay? Listen, apparently.
I know a guy who got hit while cycling.
Okay.
On a bike.
Yeah.
He got up and just got on the bike and just rode away. You know who that was?
Who's that?
Cardell Eugene Jones.
Really?
He was cycling from his house in Lewis Center to the softball game at Huntington Park. And he said,
"That's a hell of a cycle." So this is recently.
Is it two years ago or three years ago? Does he do cycling?
Like, because that's solid. Yeah,
every night,
like
every
dozens night, of miles.
Every now and again, he tries to show himself that he can still do something.
Okay,
good,
fine.
You know,
fine.
When he's not eating ice cream and all that stuff.
Okay,
anyways, he got hit by outside the stadium. The shoe. You know,
really?
You know that little square area outside the shoe, right in front of the RPAC.
Oh, I thought you were saying like the parking lot. Like, I didn't know what you meant by the square area around.
Yeah, you know, like right in front of the RPAC, right in front of the stadium.
Okay,
little square area.
Yeah.
He was crossing there with the bike and some car hit him, bang, knocked him right off the bike.
Could you imagine if you're driving your car and you're like, oh, look at the stadium. You know who used to play here, honey? Cardale. Oh, my God. And then, like, bam, he's there.
Pretty much.
And you hit him on the bike.
Well, and he said,
what a moment.
He said he was messed up, but he said he just got up off the ground.
They asked him for an autograph. They're like, sorry, Cardale Jones, could you sign this car 12 gauge, please?
Grabbed his bike and just kept going.
God. That's a warrior right there.
Played in the game.
The softball
game.
I was right. Yeah. You said softball. I was going to say, this happened when he was at Ohio State?
Yeah.
So Irvin would have had the SWAT team after whoever that was. They would have been at your door.
Didn't JT get hurt by a cameraman or something?
Yes, he did.
Was trying to hunt the guy.
Actually, depending on what year it was, maybe Irvin would have like said, thanks for the help. I was trying to decide, and now you made my job way easier.
It was crazy. I was just on Instagram, and somebody had an appreciation post for JT, and then in the comment section, they were talking about how he, as great of a leader he was, his arm had limitations and he held the team back.
I mean, his arm did have limitations, but he was a great player.
I was going to say, was it T-Bone's ghost account?
I mean, he did have, his arm did limit him. I mean, a little bit, right?
They tried to make the case that we wouldn't have won the Natty if he was the quarterback.
I don't know about that. I don't know. We don't know. It's hard to know. It is one of the great what if questions.
Because we was rolling.
Yeah. This cabbie that we were in, that car, he was rolling. Because then if you thought he was going fast before, after he hit this cyclist, he hopped on the freeway.
The cyclist hit him.
Okay, fine. The cyclist hit him, but still, it's like you stop and you get out. And I wanted to get out of the cab at that point. I'm like, I think we should just exit the cab. But we literally never stopped again until we pretty much got to the restaurant. So we're all sitting there in silence. And the funniest part of this whole story to me, terrifying as it was.
He said, don't go out there.
We got one block from the... like from where the restaurant was, he's at a light and there's, you know how you're like in the straight lane and there's the left turn lane.
Mm-hmm.
There's a car in the left turn lane that now has realized they don't need to turn left. They need to keep going straight.
Yeah.
They got over.
Yeah.
So this woman has her windows rolled down. He has his window rolled down. He looks at her and says, hey, do you need to get over? Cause he sees the turn signal. And she goes, yes. He goes, I'll let you in. But just FYI, if a cop sees you, he'll pull you over for that. So think about that. And I thought, of all the people to be giving legal advice, the guy who just hit and run a cyclist.
He did. He definitely ran.
I don't know who hit, but he ran.
Also, Bone, the meter's running. You don't want him to stop.
I
wanted to end the ride and be like, you can go on and run from the cops all you want. I'll just stay here and wait for a cab that isn't going 100 through these streets. But yeah, that was... it's quite the time. That's how we got off the plane. Tyler, our guy who was sitting in the front, had never been to New York City. And within the first hour, this is what he experienced.
What an experience.
Yeah. I mean, Dylan, you know, you know, you're from New York. I mean, this is just, you know. So the good news was every time we went across the street, we saw a cab down the way. I had to see the whites of their eyes. I'm like, I got to see who you are. Because if you're this guy, I'm staying on the sidewalk. I'm not taking any chances.
Meat Sweats in the chat says Cardell got hit on a bike because his car was being borrowed all the time.
Yeah, you had his car driving around and he's riding on the bike, of course. It also occurred to me when you said JT Barrett's arm is limited, it stopped him from being great. I do think it probably did in many ways, one of which is when he forgot to put a reminder in his phone with his arm and use his hand to remind himself to call our show. We booked him last year and he didn't stiff
him.
Well, it doesn't matter. We called. He didn't pick up the phone with his arm that apparently can't throw a football. So
well,
there's that too.
So you know what? I agree with whoever said that. We wouldn't have won. They're exactly right. Corruption is bad, except when it favors your team. Details next. D-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. We are watching a crash off of West Broad Street at the entrance ramp to 70 westbound. We've got crews blocking that ramp because of an issue that they're working to clear out right now. But everything else moving along with no major problems. I'm 10TV's Amy Sagerwald with your fan.
Join The Fan weeknights at 6 for The Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State,
yes, yes it is.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a partly cloudy sky overall for the day. There'll be times it's a little bit cloudier, other times a little sunnier. Scattered shower or storm is out there as well, mostly during the afternoon and evening. Highs in the mid-80s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, another slight chance of a shower or storm with highs again in the mid-80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Matty Ice is currently bathing himself in creamy jalapeno dip.
And I've officially run out of ways to tease this show. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays at noon.
The Fan. Both of these men love the Browns. Also, both of these men hate the Browns. If you know, you know. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
You asked me an odd question during the break. What is your favorite free throw routine?
Well, it happened because me and Dylan was talking. I was out there shooting free throws, and I was telling him, I see why Kevin Durant does the shoulder thing, because it, like, squares your body up to shoot. Hmm. And I, like, hit, like, three of them in a row.
Okay.
So then he asked me, do I remember Rip Hamilton's free throw routine? I said, I sure do. He shoot the hand first, then do your dribble. He said he used to do that all the time.
Oh, really, Dylan? Was that your free throw
routine? I copied Rip Hamilton's free throw routine, which was what Tyva said, but it was also one dribble in the front, one to the side.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. I remember. I've seen, there's been plenty of guys who'd like to do the, yeah, like the dribble to the side and then back. Yeah, my routine was very simple in high school. It was three dribbles, spin the ball as I'm bouncing. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like I dribble three times kind of straight up and then bounce to get into the little, like, you know, form, and then spin the ball, shoot it, miss it. That was also part of it. That's usually what I did. Miss it wildly. But yeah, that was my routine. What was yours?
I did the Gilbert Arenas. I would take it, put it behind my back, dribble, and as I dribble, I recite John 3:16, spin the ball, shoot it.
How many dribbles was that?
You got like a Giannis length.
No. I said it pretty fast.
Okay. Jeff Hornacek, NBA player, famously would rub his cheek. Like, he would touch his cheek right before he would shoot a free throw. And that was because he knew the camera would be zoomed in on him. And that was his way of saying hi to his family or his kids, I think. He told them, if I touch my cheek, that's me saying hi to you.
He did that while Jason Kidd rubbed his booty and kissed it.
Kissed his butt?
He went, rub his butt, kiss
oh,
it.
Okay. Oh, really? I forgot all about that. Yeah. There you go. Best free throw routine ever. Yeah, you can tweet us those. @BoneandTyvus971. So Belgium's coach, Rudy Garcia, very upset. So apparently, if you missed this yesterday, Florin Balogun, who plays for the United States men's national team, they have their game tonight against Belgium, 8 o'clock, big World Cup matchup. Winner of that goes to the quarterfinals. That would be like about as good as the U.S. has done in the last 70, 80 years of World Cup play. But he apparently was going to be suspended because of the red card he got in the last game against Bosnia. FIFA had previously said there's no chance to appeal this, nothing you can do. He's suspended, that's it. Then yesterday they came out and said, oh, never mind. We actually found a rule that says we can review the fact that the way this ruling was done was improper. We're going to suspend his suspension, so he's going to be allowed to play in the Belgium game. A lot of kerfuffle has happened since then. The Belgian coach, like I said, Rudy Garcia, said, quote, I didn't know that at the World Cup, the 5th of July is actually the 1st of April. It's April Fool's Day. Good line.
That's a banker.
That's a good line. That's a banker. I'm surprised the Belgians aren't more okay with this because it is a giant waffle from FIFA. So I thought that would be, that one fell flat. By the way, do you know Belgium, waffles and fries? They did fries.
Not bad. I didn't know they did fries.
Well, because we call them French fries. You'd think they're from France. You know why we call them that? This is true. World War I, U.S. fighters were over there, like, helping out. They met Belgians who were like, Yes, in Belgium, we like to fry up our potatoes. But the Belgian soldiers they met spoke French. And they're like, oh, man, he's French. So they came out like, gotta try these French fries. And it's like, they're from Belgium, but they speak French in Belgium. So that, anyway, Belgium, thanks for the fries and the waffles. Today, though, it's not your day. It's our day. Also, we made those better. So thank you for playing. You're going to lose today because we get Florin Balogun back, and I think he's awesome.
What does the Waffle House serve?
Not Belgians. Not today. Sorry. Go find your, go to IHOP. Go to International House of Pancakes. You're not welcome. In not in Waffle. They don't sell Belgian waffles there. I'm just saying. Now, as far as this game goes, and if as far as that whole thing, I don't think that was okay. I don't think it's okay that he got suspended. The red card shouldn't have happened. I also don't think it makes it better by having the president of the United States apparently getting involved and putting political pressure
on
FIFA. We couldn't have that in any other sport. I mean, that is a bad precedent. I can like the result of the bad precedent, and FIFA, they deal in corruption. So this is far from the first time FIFA's ever been corrupt, but it is corruption, right? There's no way that that's good.
I don't know. The reason that to me this situation is justifiable is that it should have never been a red card to begin with.
Of course not.
That's the only reason why I'm like, I'm okay with it. If it actually was one of those situations where it was a deserving of a red card and this happened, whether it was the U.S. or not, I'd be like, that. You can't do that.
Well, and obviously, I think if Belgium's best player was suddenly like not going to be available because of a red card, and then I don't even know who is the leader of Belgium. I have no idea. Is it a prime minister of Belgium? Is it a king, queen? I don't know what they have there, president. But whatever, if that person got on the phone with FIFA and was like, if you don't do this, no more waffles and fries for anybody. We're taking them all back. Like, that wouldn't be cool. Like, it wouldn't be cool if the president called up the Giants during the NFL season and said, hey, you suspended this guy for a targeting hit. I don't like that. And oh, by the way, the NFL has a TV contract coming up. Maybe we tell the networks not to bid on it. I don't like if you put political pressure on like the NFL and then suddenly they change a ruling. That's not good. So clearly this is a bad precedent being set. Also, I'm sorry I'm not with you if you're a U.S. fan who's like, we shouldn't play him today.
Oh,
Florin Balogun should.
No.
Listen to me. I don't think the precedent is good.
Wait a minute. If he don't play, is Max playing in his? Will be playing in his?
No, Max is. I don't know if Max would play or not, but he plays. Florin Balogun's a striker. Okay. Max is a winger, so no, he plays out on the side.
Never Florin mind. Balogun plays up. Let him play.
Yeah, right.
If this was whether or not Max was playing, then
Max Arfston, our guy,
yeah.
The crew would love to see that. I don't I don't think it's good that FIFA's corrupt, but it's far from the first time they've been corrupt. So. As far as I'm saying today, if it benefits the U.S., I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying I'm not going to turn it down.
I don't know. Like if Mike DeWine would have called the NCAA in the middle of that Ohio State Clemson game that Sean Wade got that targeting call, I wouldn't have been mad at him.
Hey.
He would have got my vote.
Hey, fair enough, right?
Do you think that was more egregious or the not called fumble?
Sean Wade thing is probably one of the more egregious calls I've seen in my
entire life.
Those
were both so bad, though. The whole,
I don't know how they
fumble taken to the house.
The Jeff Okuda, right?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
No, Jeff Okuda made the play and Jordan Fuller scoop and scored it.
I think that's right. Yeah, that's just right. Either of those, like, I think we could all agree it's bad if someone gets involved to that level. Also, I think we can all agree if you're a fan of the team. Like, there are U.S. fans who are literally saying we should sit out Florin Balogun because this is not right. We shouldn't have, like, stop. Come on, man. Like, stop getting too deep into the weeds. It's bad. We can all say it's bad. Also, I hope he goes out and scores 3 goals tonight and just Belgium loses in, like, the first half. They're just like, we quit. We give up. We're done.
By the way, you brought up IHOP. My daughter, Gianna, loves going to IHOP, but I've realized that I don't say any of these things to wait staff, but I've caught her complaining about, like, waiters a lot, and I'm like, I need to watch what I say. In this most recent case, our waitress, she was really good 90% of the time. She was checking in on us often, but she goes, do you want the check? And I say, yes. And she probably didn't come back for like another 10 minutes.
Okay.
And my daughter says, who's 7, how long does it take to bring a check? And I was like,
I mean, she's not wrong. Very much not wrong.
All right. Like, you can say that. Just watch when you say it. At least look around first.
Yeah, don't just blurt it out. Because it does feel like at some point it feels like you've, when that happens with a kid, whether it's true or not, it feels like you've said it under your breath to her and then she's just repeating it like
a
minute
later.
I didn't
even say it in this instance, but apparently I have said it before in her presence and she picked up on it really good.
Good for her though. You know what? At some point, maybe she'll be a waitress and she'll remember this moment and be like, you can't let that check sit there.
She's just a grudge holder, which she also gets from me. Like I'll be like, you want to go to Wendy's? And she's like, nah, one time they gave us the wrong food.
Oh.
I was like, that was 3 years ago. Can we forgive them?
Have you ever went to a fast food restaurant, ordered something small, and they gave you a bag full of stuff by mistake? Somebody stole my order. This just happened to me. Somebody stole my order when I went to McDonald's.
What do you mean they stole it?
So we went to McDonald's, what was that, either last Thursday or Friday?
I know it's hard. You go so often, you don't remember. I know exactly what you're talking about, Tyvus. I get it. Not a foodie.
Don't be playing that.
Go ahead.
Anyway, my kids eat that. I don't eat that.
Uh-huh.
I go to Panda Express.
Oh, that's right. This is when we go to food restaurants for dinner, but you're not a foodie. Also not a foodie.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I tell the story?
Yeah, please.
Thank you. So what happened was I ordered the kids stuff. They had like Happy Meals and my wife had got like the nuggets and all of that.
Okay.
So when I went to go to the window, she hands me a drink. And I'm like, that ain't mine.
Yeah.
She was like, wait a minute, what's your order? And I explained to her what the order was. She says, the car in front of us, in front of you, just told us that was their order. So they took your food and left.
Told us that was their order. Yeah. Is that how it works, McDonald's? Where you just drive up and are like, oh, yeah, I actually have 8 Big Macs. Do you have that there? That's mine.
They must have handed her the bag and was like, yep.
That's what happened.
So I had a friend.
The McDonald's people, they handed the wrong food out.
What was your order? Was it this and this and this? And the people were like, yep.
Yeah, sure. They probably just didn't hear it or weren't paying attention. Like, yeah, and then they got the food. I've had that happen before.
Took my food and bounced.
I've had that happen where they give me a bag and then I'm like, is that right? And then as I see there's like 8 cars and I'm like, well, I guess I got my food. And I see or I'll look at it and I'll see what I ordered. And then later I realize, oh, underneath what I ordered, there's a whole bunch of other stuff I didn't order.
My friend said that he went and ordered one sandwich or something like that. They handed him a bag, one of the big bags. He said he took that bag and bounced. He already knew that was the wrong order.
Well, because guess what's going to happen? The $1 billion company is going to go make the food again for the person behind you. So they're going to get their food. They made the mistake. You're going to just get the food. What's wrong with that?
Oh, man.
How many times have they gotten your order wrong, by the way? Dozens of times.
The worst is Chipotle. If you go do a pickup order from Chipotle and it's somebody else's stuff, it really...
Yeah, because it's very specific.
Yeah.
You have all the... Yeah, I agree with you. All right, 2 minutes away. Joshua Perry. Not a foodie, apparently. Tyvus, big foodie. We're going to talk with Joshua Perry for the breakdown. 2 minutes away. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Monday. Still watching a crash off of West Broad Street. This is getting on to 70 westbound. We've got crews blocking that ramp as they clear out a crash from earlier this morning. I'm 10 TV's Amy Sagerwald with your fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. The Buckeyes, the Big Ten, and the rest of college football. We tackle it all in The Breakdown with Joshua Perry.
Sponsored by The Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact The Roofing Guys at TheRoofingGuys.com.
Every Monday, we talk to our guy, Joshua Perry, on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Joshua, you go to New York fairly often. Is there a spot you have to go to when you're in New York City? Because next time, I should have asked you your recommendation before I went, but I'm curious if you've got a go-to place there.
I don't have any go-tos. I'm usually just passing through anyway. I heard you talking about the pizza with the fig on it. And I am an enjoyer of pizza, no doubt. I'm not like Tyvus with the Domino's or whatever. But I'm never going to New York to eat a slice with fig. It just feels anti-New York in a lot of ways.
Well, here was the thing. I got two pieces. One was your traditional cheese slice. And then they had a bunch of other stuff. And I said, well, if I'm going to get a second slice, I'll try something off the wall. So I did. And it was good. It's fine. Cheese was not very good, but the other was good.
What was wrong with the cheese? Was it just too plain?
It was was it wrong? It was $8 for a cheese slice was like you could get it at the $1.50 slice shop for free or for basically much less. It was fig jam, bacon, and some other, I forget what else was on it, but that's what was on the fig pizza. It was good. Very good pizza. Highly recommend that.
I think bacon on pizza I struggle with. I like bacon on its own. Obviously, I like pizza. Bacon on pizza feels like it can become a little bit too greasy at times. You got to really render that bacon down.
What about bacon on donuts?
See, now that is some, that's Tyvus the foodie coming out.
No, no. See, Tyvus the foodie doesn't like that. These two other people here think it's the greatest invention ever.
I don't know. Just give me a regular glazed Krispy Kreme, and I'm a pretty happy camper.
They don't like Krispy Kreme here. They think it's not a real donut.
Hang on. They didn't say I don't like it. I said compared to a cake donut. I'll take a cake donut all day. You put the Krispy Kreme box in front of me, it'll be gone in 20 minutes. Like, I'll have no problem eating all those. Just saying, if you ask my preference, I'm going cake donut. This is not, we're not erasing my love for Krispy Kreme in this discussion. No way.
Krispy Kreme's undefeated for me.
If you're going to quote Domino's and do the commercial, you got to put the claps at the end of it. That's first of all. Secondly, you've been big on Indiana, and you're a big person on the fact that the Big Ten should cut teams from the bottom. If you had to pick one of these struggling teams, who do you think realistically could potentially have a change, not quite Indiana-esque where they're going to win the national championship, but could be on the up and up?
That's a strong question. Go ahead and do your dance. I don't think Rutgers is any type of a sleeping giant. Certainly Maryland's interesting because of all the great players that come from that area, the Under Armour connection, everything, but they haven't been able to really get right. Like, they've had moments, but they haven't been able to build momentum. The one who is down right now, but could get right, is UCLA. And I feel like their crosstown rival, USC, is in kind of like a window right now. Lincoln Riley's under some pressure to get things done. But, like, for some reason, it just feels like the Hollywood teams should be better. And UCLA, like, if they could ever get things figured out, they've got some budgetary issues over there. But they've got the Jordan brand, which I know is kind of hot for the recruits right now. It's glitz and glam of LA. I know people will talk about the taxes, but you know, when the team's playing well, nobody's really, you'll pay the premium to be a part of something like that. So UCLA, new coach Chesney over there, like, I feel like if they could ever hit their stride, they become a really interesting team to watch.
Isn't he from JMU?
Yeah, Bob Chesney.
Oh, okay.
Kenny's brother. Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So Joshua, I know you're Joshua Perry joining us, by the way, Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. I know you're we've seen this college sports, Save College Sports Act running through the halls of Congress. There was a story today about the U.S. soccer team, the administration getting involved, apparently putting pressure on FIFA to rescind or remove that red card. Now, apparently they've done something like that, so they're going to let him play. Has there been a time that you can think of where politicians getting involved in sports was ultimately a net positive for, like, the health of a sport? Because I struggle to think of one where that's something that we've all been asking for, and it actually has been good.
I mean, I feel like there's a history of those two things being intertwined, right? Like, you've got the I can't remember the exact name of the legislation, but basically where the NFL can't play on Saturdays, and I think if that didn't exist, college football would be in a really weird spot because the NFL just does not care about taking days of the week from anybody else. So I think that's a positive. The idea that the NFL is basically a cartel, but they give us the entertainment that we want, that's possible because of legislation.
Yeah.
I think it's weird on, like, an individual basis, though, for the government to be like, hey, you guys need to. And by the way, like, we all know that FIFA is corrupt, but this, like, the whole thing feels weird. And then having it centered around 4th of July weekend just feels like a weird joke that's happening right now. I'm not exactly sure that the way we're trying to get things done right now, using Congress or, like, the White House getting involved in things is necessarily the best way forward. But I feel like there's precedent for politics to intertwine into sports, and it hasn't always been a bad thing. I'll wait and see, because I feel like everybody's kind of tribal and polarized right now. And so any piece of legislation you get is going to be like touted as a political statement from one side or another. And that's the part that I really disagree with. But especially for college athletics right now, like part of the reason why everything is in court is because there aren't defined laws about the way that these things go down. And I think some definition around it certainly wouldn't be a bad thing.
On this soccer thing, I've seen people say that if the U.S. goes on and wins a bunch more games, wins the World Cup, it would be tainted. If you were a player and something like this had gone down where intervention happened, governor came in and said, player's not suspended anymore, we made a ruling, would you feel like whatever you guys did after that would be tainted?
Tainted is, if I was a player, I'm not hearing any of that. Like, I could see where if you're, you know, some of these other teams internationally and the U.S. goes on this run, like, yeah, I would definitely be like, oh, it's tainted. Basically, the thing that we've done with, like, the Michigan championship run, like, we'll never look at that as the same as the way that they look at it. But, I mean, it is what it is, right? Like, if you were looking for FIFA to ever do the right thing when the lights were on, then you're just a naive person to begin with. I think this is just a cost of doing business with them and kind of the outcomes that you get.
Josh, you know how they say, you know, it's a famous hat, make America great again. Do you think that they should make football violent again?
Okay, Tyvus, this is such a, where do you get these?
What a setup.
Questions?
What a setup.
Should they make it violent again? Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I will say, right, like I'm a big proponent of the rugby tackle because I think it's actually a more effective way to do an angle tackle. I think putting your head behind prevents cutback lanes. I think it's a lot easier to run through the tackle without breaking down. I think the biggest lie they ever told us when we were kids was that you should break down on the tackle. I don't like the stopping of the feet. I think if you can run through a tackle, you should. Now, where they've gotten everybody messed up is they're so busy teaching rugby tackling on the defensive side that they don't tell you what to do when you got to meet a guy in the A-gap. There is no, do you put your head to the side? Do you put it to the other side? Do you wrap and roll? You just got to put your face on a dude and bite him. Right. And I think that's where we can bring the violence back to the game a little bit.
But wait, Josh, as a person that had to medically retire from concussions, are you saying that you still should put your face on their chest?
I mean, it's the reason why I had to retire, I guess. Yeah, I mean, listen, we all make decisions. We, especially now, we know exactly what this game is. And if you got to stop Derrick Henry from running through the A-gap, I don't think there's an effective way to do that, trying to put your head to one side or the other. I think you've got to put your whole body in front of them. Now, keep your head up, of course, and bow that neck up a little bit. The guys aren't doing the neck exercises in the weight room anymore either. But at a certain point, you just got to put your face on the football and wrap your arms or drive your legs and hope for the best.
One last question I have for you is, you sat here with Tyvus for 2 days as he did the one chair last week, which, by the way, thank you for filling in, but how would you rate his performance? How would you grade how he did as a one-chair host here on The Fan?
You know, I told you before you left that this would be the greatest thing to drive value for your career. I'm not exactly sure about that anymore. Tyvus, I mean, he could run the one-chair like this.
There you go.
I don't want you know, to.
I mean, he was resistant to it, but he did a hell of a job over there.
I don't want to.
That is the greatest news that my vacation days could have heard, because that means now I can take more time off. Now I know the show's in good hands. Thank you again for filling in last week and all this past month. We appreciate it, JP. Hope you had a good fourth, and we'll talk again next week, all right?
All right, take care, guys.
There you go. Joshua Perry on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. The buzzer is next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Monday. Still watching crews blocking the entrance ramp to 70 westbound from West Broad Street. Crews are clearing out a crash over there. Not impacting traffic on Broad, but if you need to get onto 70 westbound over there, you'll have to use the Hague Avenue entrance ramp instead. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan.
The Fan has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to the Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Tyvus hates Girl Scout cookies.
I hate it.
And little girls.
And America.
I hate it, hate, hate. Seriously, Tyvus, what the hell?
Okay, whatever this is, I already hate it.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Joining the program, my guy, our guy, Ryan Baker, the touchdown maker. What's going on, buddy? How was your fourth?
It was good. Very uneventful. Didn't do a lot.
Did you watch the fireworks?
I did not. I saw like some random neighborhood fireworks that people, you know, shot off.
Hopefully, you just looked out the window?
Hopefully they kept all their fingers.
Were you outside or did you look out the window?
Well, some were shooting them off in the afternoon, which is weird because you can't see them. Yeah. So I saw those from a pool. But then, yeah, you saw some from a window. But that's kind of...
Are fireworks overrated to you?
I don't know if they're overrated, but if you've seen one, you've seen them all kind of thing. You know how that is.
So, I always wanted, you know, on the movie, The Sandlot, I think it's The Sandlot, where they do the fireworks. Are they the ones that like, it's a flag that gets launched in the air? Like, it like when it explodes, it turns into a flag. Was that that movie?
I don't know if I remember that.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I might be crossing movies, but if a firework ever did that, that's worth seeing. The rest of
hasn't that happened at Red, White, and Boom?
They
before?
Do that?
Stuff like that?
It's like when they explode, it turns into a flag?
They've done it where it explodes and turns into all kinds of things.
They had one when I was at the Indy 500 this year in the daytime. They were probably considered fireworks, but they were like smoke bombs. They were different colors of smoke.
Okay.
And right as the national anthem was wrapping up and the F-16, F-14, whatever it was, flyover occurred, right as that all happened, they had a big American flag in smoke that came from like fireworks, essentially. It was there for like 10 seconds. And then, of course, it all like dissipated because it's, you know, smoke. But that was cool. I'll give you this, though. I'm not much for fireworks, but if you tell me I'm going to a fireworks show and I get there and all I hear is because it's drones flying everywhere, I'm out on the drone. I don't need the light up drones thing. Like if you say it's a drone show, then I'm all about that. But if you say it's fireworks and I show up and it's just drones like lighting different things up, I don't need that.
And on the 4th of July, come on now, it's fireworks. We don't need drones on the 4th of July.
Are you sure fireworks. It was fireworks or was it gunshots?
Well, it depends on where you were. If you was in Westerville week, it sounds like you were ducking for cover.
I'll tell you this. I've lived in places where it is like, what celebration is going on tonight? Oh, that's just guns. That's what that is. That's just the noise we're hearing out there.
Now, you know how Tyvus grew up now. up there near Bedford.
I just had a friend just tell me that happened to him this past 4th. Said all he heard was it was a machine gun. Just
Wow, that's not good.
Yeah. That's a lot of fireworks at once.
Yeah, you better get down.
Speaking of 4th of July stuff, I forgot to bring this up. I'm curious if you guys have seen this because I saw this in Dublin. We went Friday night. We went out. My wife and I did. We're driving into Dublin. Saturday, of course, is the 4th. Little town of Dublin. They obviously have their parade, like all these towns do, for July 4th. So night before, as we're driving in, there are lawn chairs just all over the street.
Eric Reeser's.
Reeser's had his for a month out on the corner of Northwest Boulevard.
He said, don't touch his chair.
He's a big parade guy. He said, if you touch his chair, he'll touch you.
I didn't know this, then I have to fight Reeser because I'm watching that. And as I drove through, I'm like, I bet these folks in Dublin would feel real different if somebody was like, hey, I'm unhoused right now and I happen to have a tent. Can I set it up here? They'd be like, get out of here. That's this eyesore. Ah! And they'd be like all over the person for that. For a couple days, just sleeping out because it's a little like, hey, I need a place to stay. But you can put 800 lawn chairs out and it looks disgusting. And that's fine because it's like, oh, well, that's our family's lawn chairs for our parade.
T-Bone, America, come on now.
Just like, come on, man. Like, it's just... Either have rules or don't is all I'm saying. If your rule is you can't put stuff out on the curb, I thought about getting a U-Haul and just driving through and cleaning out and being like, here we go. Lawn chairs for months. There's no sign. How do I know? It's just sitting there.
I thought you were just going to drive through them.
No.
They putting it out for trash.
No. I'm just saying, if it's on the curb, I'm saying I live in a place where if it's on the curb, it's free.
That's weird. Trash day Saturday in Dublin? I don't understand.
Oh, man. I saw that and I was like, honey, let's just pull over. This looks nice. That one looks like it can hold me. That one's a big one. Let's get that one.
Throw all these on top of our pallets.
Yeah, you too.
I didn't know that was a thing. I was shocked. I was, because I don't think in Marysville, I don't think we're doing that. Because like we show up to the same
chairs,
like putting them out before a day before.
No. I mean, I don't. Marysville, they're already out anyway. No, right? They're in everybody's front lawn already. I don't know. So.
Yeah, and pickup trucks on blocks. Yes, the whole thing. We got that going on.
You don't leave nothing outside.
That's what I'm saying.
It's liable to get stolen, so I wouldn't.
Well, I even thought, like, what if a strong wind blows through there at night and you're driving, all of a sudden you got 800 lawn chairs just sitting there, fold up chairs just laying in the street. That's annoying.
You know how they when you have like the pop up canopy tents and everything. Yeah. And they got the stakes. I wonder if they're putting the stakes over them and driving them into the ground.
Maybe they are. Maybe those things were all locked down. I don't know. But I
do agree with Dylan on the social media thing. I don't know why people post that they watch at a fire watching fire.
Because it didn't happen if you don't post it.
They have to post it.
Get out of here. Come on. Get out of here. Put your phone down.
You got to document it.
Erykah Badu got a song that say, "I can make you put your phone down." I think she was talking about other things, but it works for this. Put the phone down.
It's good. Was she in the smartphone era when she wrote that?
I feel like that song came out.
Flip phone. There you go.
I don't know. I feel like that song came out like 8 years ago.
I couldn't tell you. Bake, what do you have coming up on the show today?
Uncle Bo is out today, so Justin Zwick will join Reeser and myself. I'm sure there will be some World Cup talk. I'm sure there will be some Leo Carlson and Jackets talk as well. We will have Mike DeCourcy on, formerly of the Sporting News, to talk some World Cup. He's been documenting all of this pretty well, and he's been on Team USA and everything going on with the World Cup. And then we'll have Austin Ward on at 10:30 to talk some Buckeyes.
That's a guy who likes a little soccer, too.
He does like some soccer.
He's
fresh off a vacation, Austin Ward. How do you feel about that, Tyvus?
Yeah. Yeah,
Austin Ward been on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to get on to him for that.
How long have you been on vacation?
A week.
He like took off
most
a
normal
week?
Humans?
What's wrong with taking a week off?
Reeser does it the best. Reeser's the only one that I don't complain about because he does his PTO when we have off days. So it's just to get an extra day. He maximizes his PTO.
I like how you've suddenly become the judge and jury on when people can take PTO.
Well, I won't be here next week, so judge away.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
One bit.
You'll think of me, and it'll ruin the vacation.
Let me tell you how much I'll be thinking of you when I'm sitting at the beach sipping great drinks and eating good food.
Oh, but...
That'll be next week, heading to the beach.
Fishman Friends, 9 to noon, right here on The Fan.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
So last night, if you didn't see it, Mexico and England played in the Estadio Azteca in Mexico City. Elevation, I think it's like over 6,000 feet is where the city sits. So it's air's thin. Worries all week for England. All their fans like, this is unfair. How dare they put us in there? Well, England got the job done. They won 3-2. It was a game with red card. It was a game with penalty kicks. It was crazy. But Mexico gets knocked out in the round of 16. I bring this up because the last 9 World Cups, which they only happen once every 4 years.
Right.
Here's Mexico's record. Round of 16 is where they got bounced this year. Group stage, which was the previous one, last World Cup. Before that, 2018, round of 16, 2014, round of 16, 2010, round of 16, 2006, 2002, 98, 94, they got bounced all in the round of 16.
So they can't
I'd say
back.
That's a ceiling right there. That is you've hit your limit.
Is FIFA going to rescind the red card suspension from this game?
They actually asked the England manager, because it was an English player who got sent off, and he was like, yes, where is the line? I don't know. We should ask, I guess. Maybe
let it go, babe.
No, it's not. No, he's not wrong. It's completely weird, and it shouldn't be happening.
What if it was your team, Tyvus?
Yeah, Tyvus.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. What if you were Belgian?
What if you were
invented fries?
No, you wouldn't.
If Max is playing, then I'd sit him.
There you go. Bishman Friends, coming up next, 9 to noon, right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Monday. Still watching crews off of West Broad Street clear a crash at the 70 entrance ramp. Again, that's the ramp from Broad to 70 westbound. It is closed right now as crews clear out a crash. I'm 10TV's Amy Steggerwald with you.